Chaim and the Nesivas. The Nesivas came first, okay. The Nesivas, Rav Chaim and the Chazon Ish, all three point out the same thing. There's a Tesis in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Zayin, where there's a line in Tesis that doesn't read well. So they all explain that what the line is supposed to say is that if I harness some natural force, some koyach acher, I harness that to do my work. If I do an activity and there's a koyach acher nirba functioning now, and I harness that koyach acher, and then it continues to do what I wanted it to do, so that's a malacha deraisa. That's called koyach acher nirba. But if I do a pool, I do an activity now and I walk away. I don't walk away. I do an activity and I stop. I don't have to walk away. It's loud after. And after I finish doing my pool, then the Koyach Acher kicks in. And at the time, it's not that the Koyach Acher was simultaneous with my pool, nor does it pick up immediately following my pool. Let's say the wind starts to blow. I'm making a little barbecue over here. And the way things are now, this flame cannot spread anywhere. But I know that they predict that in another 20 minutes there's going to be a big hurricane, whatever, there's going to be big winds, there's going to be Ruach Sheinah Metzuya, and I know in advance that the little barbecue, the flame that I made, will be able to be carried to a different location. So then in such a case, that's not called Isha Mishim Chitzav. The most that could be is going to be Isha Mishim Amona. Isha Mishim Chitzav is only if the Koyach Acher is functioning simultaneously with my pula, or it picks up immediately after I finish my pula. But if I make my barbecue and finished, and I know in advance that there's going to be a Ruach Sheinah Metzuyah picking up later, so that's only going to be Isha Mishim Amona. That's not going to be Isha Mishim Chitzav. The same over here in our Gemara. That's what the Gemara distinguishes there in Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Zayin and Aleph. That's why the Tesis appears over there. Gemara distinguishes by Ritzeach. If I murder somebody else by tying him up in the sun, in the Sahara Desert, and the sun is so hot that the people get burned to death. Or I tie him up in the desert at night where it's so cold, people can die from the freezing cold. So if I tie him up in the heat, Kofsa Bechama, Kofsa Betzina, Umeis, then the Gemara says, I'm Chayiv. But I didn't kill him. No, I tied him up in a location where there's a Koyach Acher Mirba, where it's freezing, or it's burning hot. And I know that if he stays there long enough, he's going to get killed. So I harnessed this Koyach Acher, which is already began to function on him. I harnessed it b'shas ma'aseh while I was doing my pula. But the Gemara distinguishes and says, I tie him up in a location where the weather is nice now. But it's soif chamalovai. I know that as soon as the sun shines in the morning, then it's going to start to burn him to death. But the sun didn't begin to shine yet. Yeah, I know the earth is turning yet, but I didn't harness in with that. I tied him up over here. And the Koyach Acher is going to come later on. That's not considered that I already harnessed. I didn't do anything with the sun or with the earth. I did something to him. The sun and the earth are moving anyway. So I tied him down. So then the Koyach Acher is going to come later. So that's not called Isha Mishim Chitzav. The worst it can be is Isha Mishim Mamon. And then by Ritzeach, you wouldn't be Chayv Misa. The simple reading in the Gemara there in Sanhedrin is that Isha Mishim Chitzav is not a din that's restricted only to Nezikin. It's a din that applies in Kol HaTarkula. That's a machlekes in Rishonim. So how the other Rishonim going to read the Gemara is a problem. But that's the simple way to read the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Chav Beis and the Sugya Veish is that Isha Mishim Chitzav, the Gemara has a Gzeres HaKosav. Kisei Tzeyesh and Motze Kosim. Kisei Tzeyesh Mayatzma Mashma. It doesn't say that I take a torch and I burn down your house. If I do an act of arson, of course that's out of my mazik. That's not a machlek zabiechan v'shlokish v'tzisha mishum chitz v'tzisha mishum amono. Everybody agrees that that's out of my mazik. He took a weapon. The weapon happens to be a torch, and he burns down the other fellow's house. Now, of course, that's out of my mazik. When is there a machlek zabiechan v'shlokish? He made a barbecue. And then kiseitzeyesh meyatz mamashma. He didn't intend anything. He didn't do anything. And then the wind comes and it blows the flame and it causes the whole place to get burned down. So that's the machlekes of Yechonah Mishlokish. Rabbi Yechonah holds based on the pasuk kiseitzeyesh umotzer kotzim and echol gadosh v'akom v'asoda shalem shalem hamadir es habeira. The Chumash calls him an adam amazik. How can he call him an adam amazik? It happened by itself. Kiseitzeyesh. All right, he was negligent, so he's chai mitam niskei mamono. Like if I have a shore and the shore makes a hezek, so I'm responsible. I'm the bal hashor. So he says shalim mishalim bal hoesh. It doesn't say that. It says shalim mishalim hamavir es habeiro. You call him an odom amazik. But it can't be that Eish is always Odom Amaz, because we learn from the Pasuk, Lecha Gadosh HaKomo HaSodeh, Ma Gadosh Begolui Avkol Begolui, that Tomon is Potter. If it's Odom Amaz, it doesn't make sense that Tomon is Potter. All of us in Zdik can have a quirk of a Ptur, except for Odom Amaz, God the Mordli Oilom. Eish has a quirk of a Ptur that is Potter on Tomon, and Shem Beregel is Potter Bishus Arabim. And Karen only pays Chatzin Nezik Migu for the first three times, and Boris Potter on Kalem. So this is because all of these, Karen and Shem Beregel and Boren Eish, they're all Niskim among it. Whenever it's Adam Amazik, it's Adam Odli Olam, they're not Pturim. He's Chayvan anything. So in the Pasuk Gufa, there's a theorem in A-B. It says, Godish, and Godish, the Mishnah says in Hakoinis. And the sixth parak in Baba Kama, Godish comes to teach me that your Eish is Potter on Tomon. Then it calls him Hamavir Asabera. That he's an Adam Amazik. He's an Adam Amazik, he's not Potter on anything. The answer is, that's Vedirim. In the Pasuk, you see that there are two halachas. Sometimes Isha Mishum Amono, and sometimes Isha Mishum Chitzo. So Rabbi Yochanan, so Resh Lakish says, yeah, when is it Isha Mishum Chitzot? If he takes a torch and he burns down the guy's house. But if it happens by itself, he's just making a barbecue and the wind blows, so Resh Lakish holds that that's only Isha Mishum Amono, there's not going to be Isha Mishum Chitzot. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Pasuk begins, Kiseitze Yesh Meyatzma Mashma. And within Meyatzma, you have two kinds. You have Isha Mishum Amono, you have Isha Mishum Chitzot. So you see that in a normal case of Eish, is also sometimes Mishum Chitzov. It's if he shot an arrow. It's an Odom Amazik. Someone is going to be Isha Mishum Amono. So Rabbi Yechon will say, if the Koyach Achmi Yorabai didn't begin till later, if the wind didn't begin to blow till later, he made a barbecue, there was no chashash at all. At the time he made barbecue, the wind wasn't blowing yet, but they announced in advance. So if he made a barbecue and mamish, nothing could have happened at all, the Derech HaTeva, nothing could have happened, and all of a sudden, a wind comes later on and causes it to make a hezek. So that's oinet. So then he's potter. He doesn't have to pay it off. Unless, let's say, he made a little fire, and then later on the wind starts to blow. At the time that he made the fire, no one knew that there was going to be a wind. And later on, he's at the barbecue for a long time. And later on, before he leaves, or even after he left, he's on his way home. They announce on the news that there's a wind blowing, and whoever has any barbecues better put them out. So he knows that that was his Eish, and he can go back. He has that option of going back and pouring water on the Eish, and he doesn't do it. So then everybody will agree that's going to, the most it can be is going to be Isha Mishum Amona. That's not going to be Isha Mishum Chitzos. And the Tesis is Mechadesh, that Tesis in Sanhedrin, that finds Zainim and Alpha is Mechadesh, that if at the time that I made the Eish, I knew in advance that there's going to be a Ruach Sheinu Metzuyah coming later. But at the time that I made it, the ruach was not yet blowing. But I knew in advance it was going to come later. That even Rabbi Yechon will agree in such a case that it's only Isha Mishum Amon. It's not going to be Isha Mishum Chitzov, because it's Sof Chamalove, Sof Tzinalove. So the simple reading of that Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Chabeis, the whole Hemshech Gemara is the Gemara relates it to a case of Kamla B'Derabbani of murdering people with an Eish. With the Karech Achmi Yorabai. So the simple reading in the Gemara, and the simple reading in the Gemara in Sanhedrin also is that Karech Achmi Yorabai, this Chidush of Isha Mishum Chitzov, is not a Chidush only in Hilchas Nezikin, it's a Chidush in Kala Torah Kula. At Kedei Kach, to the extent that the Nemuki Yosef asked the famous Kasha, how are you permitted to bench licht on Erev Shabbos when you light the candle and it continues to burn into Shabbos? Why don't you say Isha Mishum Chitzov, and it's considered as if the person is a Mechal Shabbos? If you all like the Shita Sagoinim, the Bir Agro on Choshem Mishpat on the side of the Gemara, the Vilna Goin in Baba Kama on Daf Chav Beis has a little comment on the side of the Gemara. There's a problematic Rambam, so he says the answer is the Rambam holds like the Shita Sagoinim. The Isha Mishum Chitzah is a Chiddush that is only Nemar and Hilchas Nezikin. That sometimes it's Adam Amazik as opposed to Niskim Amona, but it's not a din that extends in Kol HaTorah Kula. If you say like the Shita Sagoinim, that the Vilna Goin quotes, so then you're saying Isha Mishum Chitzu doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula, doesn't apply in Hilchos Shabbos, doesn't apply in Hilchos Ritzeach. Then you have to understand the Gemara there in Baba Kama. What did the Gemara talk about? Come like the Rabbanit by killing people. So Radabala has in a safer way to patch up the Gemara in Baba Kama. Then you have to understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara talks about Sof Chamalove, Sof Tzinalove. So what's the difference? Whether the Cham is already beating on him or it's Sof Chamalove. So that's a different din. Okay, it's a din mitzamtzen, it's a new din. You have to farenfo. But the simple pshat in the Gemara is, a lot of Rishonim, Rov HaRishonim, assume that Isha Mishum Chitzov, although the Pasuk only appears in Parshas Mishpatim in the context of Isha Mishum Chitzov by Odom HaMazik, Shalem Yishalem HaMavir Es Haber, instead of saying Bal HaEish Yishalem, like it says Bal HaBor Yishalem, Instead of saying Bal Hoeshi Shalem, it says Hamavir Es Haberi, he's called the Adam HaMazik. So most of the Rishonim learned that it's a din in Kol HaTerukula. So it's Yishem Mishem Chitzav applies in Kol HaTerukula, even in Hilchah Shabbos. And this is the distinction that the Tosfos, that the Nesivos points out, and Rav Chaim points out, and the Chazon Ish points out, that's the line of Tosfos. Whenever the Korach HaChem Yurabai is already functioning simultaneously with my Maisa, and then it continues to function later, then it's called Yishem Mishem Chitzav, then it relates to me, it's called my Maisa. Then it's a Malacha Deraisa. And whenever the Korach HaChem Yurabai doesn't kick in until later, then it's called Grama. That's what the Gemara calls over here Grama. Grama means that the Chiddush of Korach HaChem Yurabai doesn't apply in that case. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. He wasn't so convinced that all of the Grama systems are really valid Grammas. He thought that if you have an electrical appliance that's plugged in and you pull out the button on the Shabbos clock, since the Shabbos clock is plugged into the wall and it's ticking away, and you're pulling out the button on the Shabbos clock, so you're harnessing the Korach HaChem, you're harnessing this Korach HaChem now. The electricity is going through the clock. If it wouldn't be going through the clock wouldn't tick away. The only thing is the electricity isn't going through this part of the clock, it's going through the other part. So that's why the Mekilim disagree. So Soloveitchik thought, no, since the electricity is going through the clock and the whole thing is all one big contraption, it's all attached together, so you're harnessing the Korach HaChem now to do the work later. So he thought that that's called the Korach HaChem Yorba. He didn't think that that's called the Grumman.
In the case of the desert, the sun had started shining, wasn't dangerous yet. Is that even also so phenomenal, or that you started
to sit in the sun just for 5 minutes, you don't get killed, but if you sit for an hour or two, then you get killed.
The sun had
already started shining. That's considered, yeah, if the sun already started to beat down on him. If it was hot enough that if he sits in the sun for 2 hours he'll get killed, so that's called the beginning of the Korach HaChem Yorabai already began. Unless when the sun starts shining, it's beautiful, but that later in the day, maybe only between 12 and 2, is when it can kill. So that's called Soif Chamalovai. You can stay in the sun from 7 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock, nothing will happen. But if you stay in the sun for an hour between 12 and 2, then you get killed. So that's Soif Chamalovai. It's not yet with that heat, with that intense heat. But if the heat is so intense that it can't kill him, just that it has to accumulate, it has to be long enough, so that's called Korach HaChem Yorabai, that it already began right now.
If the fire starts to open, and when you light the fire and then the wind's not there right away, so you say Yishem Yishem Amonah.
Right.
If you look at the fire open and the fire open, and the fire open,
down. Yeah.
The wind came
late. It's a good cash. A very good cash. I don't know. It's a very good cash. I don't know. But that's what Tosfos seems to say there in Sanhedrin. That the only time Rabbi Yechon holds Yishem Shem Chitzav is if the Korach HaChem Yorabai has already begun now. If it begins later, that's called Grama. So even he would agree that that's only Yishem Shem Amonah. Mitam Adam, it's called Grama. It's not an Adam HaMazik. It's only Yishem Mishum. That's Rav Soloveitchik understood that that's all the same thing. All these Gemaras are the same. That if the wind is going to come later, then it's called Grama. If the wind is here right now, then it's called Yishem Mishum. Some Rishonim say that Koyach HaChem Yorabai is not chayv in all the malachas of Shabbos. They say it's only several malachas. Most malachas not, and some malachas yet. By Zoreh, that's the normal way. By Hafir, Mevashel, that you always bake with Koyach HaChem Yorabai. By hunting, the Rambam says, that some say, well, hunting, that's the normal way that you hunt with the assistance of hunting dogs. And Ruba, the Ruba of the malachas, they say that Koyach HaChem Yorabai would not be chayv. That's on the assumption, I think, that Korach HaChem Yorabai is a chiddush din only in the Zikin, doesn't apply to Kol HaTerukula, except for Shabbos, where some of it says Malachas Nach Shabbos Asratar, it means that's the nature of the Malacha. So by several Malachas, where that's the nature of the Malacha, Korach HaChem Yorabai would be chayiv, and the other Malachas not. And other Rishonim seem to assume, this is Afike Yam has this, he shows this seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim. Is it only several specific malachas where the Korach HaChem Yorabai is chayv, Or is it no? The din of Yishim Shem Chitzim is a universal din of Kol HaTer Kula. So what the Gemara meant to say, Maseches Bava Kama, the Emperor Kakoinis, is that by Melech HaShabbos, Korach HaChem Yorabai applies to even to a greater extent than it applied by Nezikin. The Gemara says it's slightly more Choma by Shabbos. But by Nezikin, it's a little bit of a Kula, and by Shabbos, a little bit of a Chum. So again, so there are three cases. There's Mechaber, then there's Gram Kibui. What's Taka the din of Gram Kibui? So the Gemara says it's Mutta. It's Mutta Min HaTorah. Is it Mutta Min HaRabbana? Sounds like it's Mutta Min HaRabbana. The Mishnah says, Machlekes Tanakama Rabbi Yosef, he passed like the Tanakama. So Gram Kibui is Mutta. Tein Leim Bein Rekod, Mishul Shalat Tabrat, it sounds like it's Hetagoma. So there's a Ramah quotes a Mordechai in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mordechai is on Hadaf, that Gram Kibui is also generally also midrabanan. Grama machines are also midrabanan. Only b'makom dleika it's muta. Why b'makom dleika? Because the hefsed meruba, the whole house is going to burn down. Then the poskim insist that if b'makom dleika you have a kula, it's a special kula, only b'makom dleika, it means that it's a big shas atzak. So who are dinami if you have a makom mitzvah, if you have a makom chodeshim b'sakana? Any major shas atzak you can be makel on a grama. So that's what the Ramah quotes in the name of the Mordechai. The Tosfos in Beitzah, or as well as the Tosfos in the end of Kira, we're going to have to get there, the very last Tosfos in Kira, seems to hold that that Groma is Mutam and Atar, it's Mutam and Rabbah. They never made an Isar at all on Groma. So that's a big question. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Yontif understood from the Tosfos in Beitzah, the Tosfos said that Gram Kibui is Mutam and Yontif, that Gram Kibui is only awesome at the Rabbanan on Shabbos, but on Yontav, Gram Kibui is Mutter. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham. That's what Post can talk about. That on Yontav, it's more kal than on Shabbos, you're permitted to do Gram Kibui. This is all based on the assumption that Tosfos agrees with the Mordechai, that Gram Kibui is also mit the Rabbanan, on Shabbos only Mutter and Mokum Leiko. So how come Tosfos says over there that Gram Kibui is Mutter on Yontav? It must be that Tosfos distinguished between Shabbos and Yontav. Shabbos is more chomer and Yontav is more kal. Chazanish denies the whole thing. He says he thinks that the Pashtus and Tesis is that they don't agree with the Mordechai. Tesis' opinion is that Gram Kibui is a Gram Malach is Mutam and Atar is Mutam and Rabbana. Gerich Tesis to distinguish between Shabbos and Yom. So that's a question. There is a question regarding this. The Gemara keeps on talking about Gram Kibui. What about Gram by other Malachis? Is it only Gram by Kibui? So we put it together with Zorah V'Roch Misayaito. We're putting it together. Everything is all in the same boat. The Shulta Giborim on the Daf writes that he's not sure whether the Heter in the Gemara, the drasha that the Gemara makes a drasha, Lasasu Kamalach, Asihu the Asur, Grama Shori, 10 lines from the bottom of Kuf Chof and Beit. So the simple reading of the Pasuk, Lasasu Kamalacha, it's in the Aseres Adibras, goes on all the Malachas. How can you say it only goes on some Malachas, not another Malachas? So that's what the Mishnah Brura writes in the Bira Alacham, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, Gram Kibui. It's Mutam and HaTorah, etc. So the Bira Halacha writes, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Kibui or another Malacha, they're all the same. Yeah, but the Shulta Gibbon was not sure. What was exactly the suffix of the Shulta Gibbon? We said over in the name of the Ragachova. The Gemara here has on Kuf Kof on the base, the Gemara has two cases where they darshan Gram, Asihu the Asa Gram Ashori. One case was by Malacha on Shabbos. The other case was v'ibaratem hashmam and amakum hu losasan kein l'ashem alakechem. There it also says losasan asiyu hu diyasa gram mashori. The gram mechikas Hashem is mutter. There also the Nadi Yehuda says that just like by Shabbos we have a drasha that gram is mutter, but the Mordechai quoted by the Ramah says that the gram aloch is asam the rabbanon only mutter b'makom dleika. So the Nadi Yehuda quoted by the Pischi Tshuva on Yeridah and Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Chel Gimel Yeridah. So the Nadi Yehuda says that gram mechikas Hashem also. It's mutam and atar, but it's awesome in the rabbana, and only b'makom hefsid merube, you should be mekel. But shalom b'makom hefsid merube, it'll be awesome. So take for example, someone wrote a shem Hashem on a blackboard, so you're not allowed to erase it. So are you allowed to ask a nochri to erase it? That would be groma. That may be worse than groma. Amir liyakum. The Gemara says they asked on Shabbos and on Yontif and on Chalamoid, and the Gemara has a suffix in Bava Metzia Daf Sadik. Maybe amir liyakum is also in a kol ha'tarakula. That's how the Tosfos and the Ravid are always worried about that suffix in the Gemara. That maybe Amir Liyakum is also Bechalat Harkul, it's anybody's life Shita. So they say you should always avoid it. So it could be that to ask a Nachri to erase the blackboard could be that would be an Issa of Amir Liachm. So you don't tell the Nachri anything. The super is in charge of cleaning up the whole school. And ultimately, every once a week or once every couple of days or whatever, depending on how conscientious the super is, he's going to erase the blackboards. I don't tell him to. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to erase the blackboards. So Mestama, that would not be Amir Liachm. Mestama, that would be Groma. If I don't give him instructions, if I don't give the super specific instructions, do not erase the Shem Hashem on the blackboard, so Mestama will go ahead and erase it. So Mestama, that would be an instance of Groma. I leave the blackboard, I leave the Shem Hashem in a location where I know it's probably going to get destroyed, but not through my doing. So that would be a Shiloh Groma. So that's what the Nadi Yehuda says, that he thinks that there's a parallel here between the two. So just like the Ramah has accepted the Shita Samarcha, that Gram Meloch is Osim the Rabban, and only Mokum Blekel and Mekel, so the same is by the Mechikas Hashem as well. Okay, so again, so in these two instances, the Gemara says that Gram is Mutam and Atayra. Then the Gemara has earlier by Gram Sirus. So the Gemara says it's not permissible to be Mesares an animal. But what happens if I don't tamper with the Eva Haleda of the animal, I do other things with the animal. And the Mele, the Gemara has on the bottom of Kuf Yudam and Beis. I wrote the Sheisaris Tanako Yitakur Balto Umistaris Meyelo. So the Ragachover assumes that this is an act of Groma. And still the Gemara says that it's awesome. The Gram Sirus is awesome. So he wants to establish a psaklal. When do you say? Here it also says the Yatzchem Lo Isa Asu. Only Asiyu Hu Diosa. Why shouldn't he say Gram Ashari? He thinks it's not so much a drush on the word Lo Isa Asu, Kol Meloch Lo Isa Asa, and so on. He thinks that it depends on the nature of the Yisr. Usually the nature of the Yisr depends on the wording in the Chumash. Yeah, usually. Once in a while, not. So he thinks that you have to, each case of the Nisr and the Torah, you have to analyze the nature of the Yisr. Is it a Nisr Pu'ula or is it a Nisr Chalois? The Torah prohibits you from doing this activity, or the Torah prohibits you from bringing about this result. So we have in several areas of Halacha, we distinguish between a Nisr Pu'ula as opposed to a Nisr Chalois. Take, for example, Malkus. We distinguish a Lav Sheim Bo Mai Sein Loikim Olav, a Lav Sheish Bo Mai Sein Loikim Olav. So that's if you have a Nisr Pu'ula. So then you discuss, is it Yesh B'mayis or is it Eib B'mayis? What if it's an Issa Chalois? So then Taisu says, based on the Gemara in the beginning of Temura, that if a person does an Avera Idei Dibur, so the Gemara labels that as a Lav Shem B'mayis. So the Gemara says that if a person makes Temura, he says, Harezu Tachazu, on the Behem of Kachim, so he's in violation of the Lav, Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yamaroso, and the Mishnah says that he gets Malkus, Sertekes Raboim, and the Gemara raises the issue, how come he gets Malkus and should be labeled as a Lav Shem Ma'isa? So the Gemara first says, well, maybe it's an exception to the rule. There are other exceptions to the rule based on Sukkah. Gemara says, they don't think. Rabbi Yechon says, he doesn't think this is an exception to the rule. This fits in with the rule. Why? Shani Hasam, Dibidiburis Avid Ma'isa. What means Dibidiburis Avid Ma'isa? So the Sameach and Rav Elvel Soloveitchik explained, based on the Rama, the Dibburis Avid Ma'isa doesn't just mean that it brought about a result. They hold that's the nature of the Issa. The nature of the Yisr is such, it's an Issa Halois. The Torah prohibits us from bringing about the Halois of causing Tmur. That's how they explain the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Tmur is an exception to the rule. That even though Tmur is done, violated Ide Dibur, and it should have been a Lav Shem Ma'isa, so this is one of the three exceptions to the rule. So the Nesekelim ask on the Rambam that the Gemara started off like that there were three exceptions to the rule. Nishba Meimah Mekal Chaver B'Shem. If you curse someone b'shem Hashem, you get Malkus, even though it's a Lav Shem Ma'isa, that's a Gzeres HaKasuv. And if a person swears falsely, he swears that it's raining outside. He swears that it's raining outside. So that's Shua Sheker, so Shua Shov. So the Gemara says that you get Malkus for that, even though the Halav Erev is only violated by Yidei Dibur. So the Gemara learns that out from a Pasuk in Aseres HaDibes, Ki Lo Yinaka Hashem, Bezun Shal Mata, Malkin Osam, and Akim Osam. And then the Gemara says the third exception to the rule is Tmura. That if you make Tmura, you get Malkus, that's an exception to the rule. So the Rama quotes that Gemara, there are three exceptions to the rule. So the Nosh Kelim on the Rama asked that the Gemara backed out from that. The Gemara said there are only two exceptions to the rule. And Tmura is not really an exception because Shani Hasim Debidibura is Sabid Maisa. Gemara said that that's called Alav Sheishma Maisa. So why did the Rambam write as if it's an exception to the rule? So they answer the Yosamech and Ravel Bavasalavich, both give the same answer. The Rambam understood the Gemara in the beginning of Tmura that Shani Hasim Debidibura is Sabid Maisa means that since the nature of the Isser is an Isser Chalois, Torah wants you shouldn't bring about a Chalois Tmura. There shouldn't exist an animal that's Tmura in the world. So that's why an Isser Chalois is always called a Lav Sheyesh Bo Mais. An Isser Pu'ula, you have to analyze, is it Yesh Bo Mais or is it Ein Bo Mais? Isser Chalois is always labeled as a Lav Sheyesh Bo Mais. So that's what that Gemara held. That Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan held in that Gemara, that Tmura is an Isser Chalois. But the Rambam paskens like a Gemara later, that two Lushanis in the Gemara, by Tzibur and Shutfin. The Mishnah says that a carbon Tzibur, a carbon Ashutfin, doesn't lend itself to make Tmura. And if one of the Shutfin says, Harezu Tachazu, he wants to make Tmura, so the Gemara says it won't be Chal. The Mishnah says the Tmura won't be Chal. So the Gemara has two versions. Is there an Isser involved? Is it possible to say that there's an Isser against making Tmura if the Tmura is not going to be Chal anyway? So the Rambam paskens like that Lashon in the Gemara, two Lashonis later on. Stop, hey, Davav. Two Lashonis in the Gemara and Tamura, is there an Isser over there? So the Rambam paskens there is an Isser. According to the Rambam, it's not an Isser Chalois. What does he do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that one who makes Tamura is Sofik Hasarapoy, he gets Malkus. So the Rambam held like the original Gemara, that it's an exception to the rule. Where's the Pasuk? We don't know. The Gemara never said what the Pasuk is. So the Rambam writes, out of tradition, that this is an exception to the rule. So that's in other areas of halacha. We distinguish between an Isser Chalois as opposed to an Isser Pu'ula. Let's say there's another area. We have a din Losecho Kol Tayeva. So the Gemara says in Perek Alabasa, the last sugi in Perek Alabasa, Kol Shetiachti Lecha Harei Bebal Teicha. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu prohibited us from causing, you're not allowed to eat. So the Gemara, one opinion in the Gemara establishes, how do you know that Basa B'chola is also Bachima? Where does it say it's also Bachima? It says Lo Sevasho three times. We know the famous comment that Rashi quotes in Chumash, that Lo Sevasho G'di B'chalevim appears three times in the Chumash. So once it means Bishol. Why does it say a second time? Why does it say a third time? For emphasis. So the Gemara says that's the opinion that Rashi quotes in his commentary on Chumash. The second time is a menu in the bishul, tenehu in the isra achila. The third time is a menu in the bishul, the lachila, tenehu in the isra ano. But other tanaim derive the isra achila of basa b'chola from other psukim. So one tana has a whole discussion in the Gemara. It's derived in the pasuk, l'asochu kol te'eva, kol she'ti afti l'cho, arehu b'val teichol. Since the Torah prohibits us from cooking basa b'chola, so you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara asks the kasha, na'yam aizah, you're not allowed to be misaris of behema, that's the Gemara kuf yud amid beis. And I in the serious Ba'adam Shawasa, then the Gemara says it applies to behemoths as well. Serious is not only Asa Ba'adam, Asa behemoths, even on insects. As the Gemara in the second parak in the Sugya of Charu, second parak in Bava Basa, that serious is also even on insects. There's an Isa serious. So the Gemara asks in Kolabasa, capons are chickens on which they did serious. And everybody eats capons. So the Gemara asks Akasha, if you're not allowed to do serious, if you want to have you made serious, you shouldn't be allowed to eat the animal. We do it all the time. We always eat. The farmers who do the seeres are right by the Nisa Deraisa. If they're Jewish, okay. If they're not Jewish, it's a question in the Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion. The Bnei Noach, maybe I'm a chli even more than Sheva Mitzvahs. That's another five or ten Mitzvahs. So seeres may be one of those Mitzvahs that apply even to the Bnei Noach. So it could be that the Gemara in Baba Mitzia, Daf Tzadik, has the Machloike Satanaim and the Sugi in Sanhedrin also, and the Sugi of Bnei Noach. So it could even be that a behemoth is also in violation of the Issa Seiros. So the Gemara has a discussion. If I bring a behemoth to a Nochri to be misaris it, I bring it to a Goyish veterinarian to be misaris it, is it Lifnei L'Sitei Mikshol, because the Menorech HaMuzer Al HaSeiros, or is it only Amir Liakum? It's not Lifnei, because the Menorech HaNa Muzer Al HaSeiros. The Gemara discusses the Machlekes. The Pashtus is that the Raman Paskins that Menorech HaMuzer Al HaSeiros. So it's Lifnei, it's not just Amir Liakum. Anyway, so the Gemara in Kalabasa raises the question, if you're going to tell me that whenever you're not allowed to eat anything where an Avera was violated, so you shouldn't be allowed to eat an animal where they did serious on the animal? If the din is not true, you're permitted to eat capons. You're permitted to eat animals that they did serious on. So the Gemara answers that it's not the same. What's exactly the answer that it's not the same? So that's let's say Basa Bechalov is also according to this opinion because Kol Sheti Apti Recha Arehu Bebal Techol. So Rashi writes on that Gemara, what if the milk fell into the basar accidentally? What if a nochri cooked basar b'cholov? What if a child cooked basar b'cholov? So it should depend. If there's a din basar b'cholov is also b'achil, also b'ano, it doesn't matter how it happened. But if it's only also because kol she tiyapte v'chave b'val teicha, so it should only be also b'achil if an adult, if a Jewish adult did it. If a nochri did it, maybe it should be mutter. So Rashi, on that Gemara, right, kol she tiyapte v'chave, even if a goy cooks it. On that Gemara, he writes it. He should have written it that we paskin. Rashi should have said, I paskin achumish. That the three psukim go, one goes on bishul, one goes on achila, one goes on anoa. So you see that there's an iser achila independently of the violation of the bishul. But if Rashi doesn't write it on the way we paskin, Rashi writes it on this opinion in Pcheris. The kosher, the mocker, the source for the iser achila and the iser hanoa, basa b'cholov, is lasechu kol te'ev, kosher ti'avtu l'chareva b'al te'echal. So Rashi writes, and even if a goy does it, and even if a katan does it, it's also, it even happened by itself. What does he mean to say? It means you shouldn't think kol sheti after the chod depends on whether a person actually violated an aveira or not. No. If it's going to be just an isa pu'ula, then it's not included in kol sheti after the chod. It's only if it's an isa chalais. If this is a thing that the Torah prohibits us from cooking basa b'cholov, so this Tana understands that's an isa chalais. The Torah doesn't want basa b'cholov to come into existence. Even if it happened by itself, it'll still be a dava hamatuov. It's kol sheti after the chod. So that's what the Rishonim point out in that sugya, the Ritva, and Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Agolis has a whole tshuva about this. He has a tshuva, he talks about Esregim HaMurkovim. Why is an Esreg HaMurkov no good? Who says it's no good? Taka, some hold that it is good. But we assume that it's no good. The Sava Kadisha was Alafendri. He lived to a ripe old age. I think he died over, he was over 100 years old when he died. He was years ago in Eretz Yisrael. Must have died in the 1920s, I don't know, 1930s. He was a Sfardish and Mekubel. A big Talmud Chacham in the Sfardish style, different style of learning. So he has a long tshuva, and what is his Shadus HaTshuva is where he's marich that Esreg Mamakov Makosh Menater, maybe the Apostle of the Rabbon, but Menater the Kosh. So we usually assume that it's not so. Who says that it's not so? The Morgan Avram calls the Levush. So the original Oyser, the original Paisel, the Levush, said that it's no good. Here's a very funny reason. He says that it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. What is a mitzvah bo ba'aveira? But the people who did the Harkava were Nochrim. So he says, yeah, even though the Nochrim, he says, we paskin like that opinion that B'nenech HaMuzer al Asiris and B'nenech HaMuzer al Harkava Silonis. So he says, even though the Nochrim did it, it's still a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. So this is a question. That's called a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. What kind of a mitzvah bo ba'aveira is that? So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Agolis has a whole tshuva where he explains he didn't really mean mitzvah bo ba'aveira the way we usually think. He meant a different thing. He meant like kol sheti after v'chare b'vatachos. It goes into a whole, in the base of Ephraim, and the tshuva goes into a whole discussion. And he says, based on this ritvah, on perek kol abosar, that kol sheti apti l'cho only applies when you're dealing with an isa chalois. If you're just dealing with an isa pu'ula, you don't label that as a dova hamatuov. Tosis points out like that. There is a din that hamatol mum b'pchor. You can't shech the b'chor chush mebeis hamikdash unless it has a mum. And then there's a din you're not allowed to make a mum. Also lahatol mum, that's an isa derais. You're not allowed to make a mum. So what if you were matol mum on a b'chor? You violated the Issa. So the Mishnah has a penalty with the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to shech the Bechor, Chutz L'Migdosh, based on that mum. You have to wait till a different mum develops. Another mum develops, so then you can shech the Chutz L'Migdosh. You can't be Mekel based on the original mum. So the Mishnah says that that's a penalty with the Rabbanan. So Tesis is bothered with Akasha. Why is that only a penalty with the Rabbanan? Why isn't it an Issa derisive? Kol sheti afti l'chor. I read about that. That's what Rashi and Chumash says. Rashi writes, and therefore, hamatol mum b'kotshim is not, you're not allowed to eat the bosses. So Tosfos says it's clearly not correct. That's an asmachta mid rabbanon. It's not a din deraisa because the Mishnah is beferi. It's only a penalty mid rabbanon. So they ask God the rabbi, why shouldn't it be an isa deraisa? So Tosfos says it can't be. That's not a dova hamatuov. If the mum would happen by itself, you would be allowed to shech based on the mum. So you see that the chefta of a psuba hamukdashim a kar mishumam. A carbon that gets a mum is not a chefta v'dava hametuav that you say not allowed to eat it. It's a pu'ula hametuavis. If it's only an isa pu'ula, then you don't apply kol shati abdulcha. If it's an isa chalais, then it's called a dava hametuav. The Torah doesn't really want such a thing to come about into existence. So that's what the Beis Ephraim, Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Agolis, in his tshuva, talks about this harkavas ilonis. What happens if the harkavas ilonis would happen by itself? If such a thing would happen, a branch falls off from a tree, and a branch falls from one tree to another tree, and it happens accidentally, it happens by itself. So you go, someone would come up with an einfall and say, you're not allowed to eat it. No, of course you're allowed to eat it. Whatever happened by itself is not a problem. It's only if the harkava was done by the Adam, then the Lavush holds that it's what he calls a mitzvah babavera. So the Beis Ephraim says he didn't really mean mitzvah babavera. What he meant to say was that it's l'sacha kol tayevas kol shati abdulcha. So he says he's wrong. Like Taisa says, there is no din of kol shati abki l'cha by matal mum bibchor, because that's the chefza of a carbon shuhumam is not a dava hametuav. It's just a pula hametuav. It's an isa pula, but it's not an isa chalois. So we distinguish with respect to malchus by lavshein bo maisa. We say if it's an isa pula, you have to investigate: is it a lavshein bo maisa, ema maisa? If it's an isa chalois, we say it automatically is labeled as a lavshein bo maisa. We distinguish b'negeya to kol shati abdulcha. That's the Ritva in Perikol Abasa that the Beis Ephraim quotes. So here, the Ragachov wants to say we should distinguish with respect to groma. If you're dealing with an isa halois, so then it's an isa deraisa to do a groma also. The Torah does not want that such a thing should come about. It shouldn't exist in the world. The cheft itself is matuav, not the pool is matuavis. So if it's an isa chalois, then you're not allowed to bring it about ayidei groma either. Masheni came, if it's an isa pu'ula, so then if you do it ayidei groma, so it's a siyuhu de'asa, groma short, then you didn't do anything wrong. So that's what he wants to distinguish between the two gemoras. So he thinks that on kuf yudam and beis, it says, that's what he interprets, and he says in the gemara, that siris is forbidden even if it's ayidei groma, because to have a behemah, v'chai v'yom ha'masurasim, that's an isa chalois. You have to look there in the sugyan called abbas. The Gemara talks about that. The Gemara discusses maybe the din should be that it should be osa ba'achila. If someone was mesaris a behemah chayviyapa, you're not allowed to eat it. The Gemara says no, it's muta. So the question: how did the Gemara come to the maskana that it's muta? The Gemara say that siris is only an isa pu'ula, therefore the whole din of kol should be abdulcha doesn't apply. The Gemara had a special xeris akasim to say that it's muta. So that's what the Ragachavra is assuming. That the Issa series is an Issa Chalois. So that's what the Gemara held it over there. Grama is awesome in Atura. As opposed to our two cases, by Mechikas Hashem, let's say a person writes Divrei Torah. If you leave it long enough, it's going to get erased by itself. Every print, unless you write an indelible ink, how can it be? It's going to last forever. You can't say that the etzem essence of having Divrei Torah disappear, Hashem Hashem fall apart. You write a Sefer Torah, you leave it for 3,000 years, so the writing is going to disappear. So you're going to say that's a Dabba Hamatuav. So the answer is no, it's not a Dabba Hamatuav. The Asiyah is Asiyah Hamatuav. But it's not that the Chefta Hamatuav. That's an Issa Pu'ula, the same thing by Shabbos, that the person shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. It's not that Chilul Shabbos per se is a Dabba Hamatuav. It's an isa. Whenever it's an isa pula, then grum is muta. Whenever it's an isa chalais, then grum should be an isa deraisa. So if one should assume like that, then one could possibly go one step further and suggest that maybe that's what the Shilta Gibarim is driving at. Maybe the various malachas of Shabbos fall under, they should be divided. Maybe we should say some of the malachas are isuri pula, some of them are isuri chalais. Who came up with this idea? That the Osameach has that. There is a discussion in the Rishonim regarding marbe b'shiurim. If a person has a heta, let's say mitam pikuach nefesh, he has to do a little bit of a malacha, and instead of doing a little bit of the malacha, let's say he has to rip off an orange from the tree in order to give it to ochel sheish b'sakana. The doctor said if he eats an orange, he'll save his life. Some kind of strange echetimsa. So he has a heta to pluck off one orange from the tree. So instead of plucking off one orange, he breaks off a branch that has 10 oranges. So he only did one maisek tzira. He could have done the one maisek tzira on one orange, and instead he does a maisek tzira on a branch that has 10 oranges. So that's called marbe b'shiurim. But he had a heter to the extent of one orange. So does that make it that the whole thing is mutam in Torah? And the Marbe Bishurim, the fact that he chose, he took the option of breaking off the branch as opposed to plucking off the one orange, that's only an Issa de Rabbanan, but that's not an Issa de Raisa. So should I say no? The Marbe Bishurim constitutes an Issa de Raisa. So that's a machlokes de Ran and the Rashba. That's in Beitza, based on a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara said the favorite that it's awesome. The simple reading of the Gemara in Menachos is that it's an Issa de Raisa. The simple reading of the Gemara is that it's an Issa de Raisa. So the Gemara has a discussion. There's a chayla who needs two oranges, a rare case. The chayla on Shabbos needs two fresh oranges plucked off on the tree today, and no nothing. So he has to pluck off. So the Gemara is not sure, would it be preferable to pluck off one orange separately and one orange separately? Or would it be preferable to do, in other words, to do two mice and malocha? Would it be preferable to break off one branch to do one malocha, but you get 10 oranges? You only need two. There's no heter on the other eight. So the Gemara has a whole discussion about that. What's the room for? So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion it's better to break off the one branch that has the 10 oranges as opposed to plucking off the two oranges separately. But how can the Gemara entertain the Habamina, which is worse? If you say that Marbe Bishurim is only an Issa de Rabbanan. So over here he does two pulas of Kotzer. And there he's only doing one pula of Kotzer. So don't you see from the whole discussion in the Gemara, the Marbe Bishurim is an Issa de Raisa. We're just discussing the filtering you should do. The Gemara says in the end of Yuma, when you have a chodesh yesh v'sakana and you have to give him some non-kosher food in order to save his life, so the Gemara says in the end of Yuma, machila mosa hakala kal pila. Instead of giving him pigul, neitzer atomi, that has an isa koris and eating it, so give him a chazer, it only has malchus. Why should you give him an isa koris? Why give him chela v'dam, that has an isa koris? Give him nevelis of trefis, they only have an isa lav. And the Gemara has a long discussion there. How do you determine what's hakala kal pila? What's the lesser of the two evils? So this Gemara also, what is the Gemara is discussing which is Mohammed and which? Is it Mohammed to break off one branch that's going to have 10 oranges? Or is it Mohammed to pluck off separately two separate oranges? If you're going to say that Marbe Bishurim is only an Issa de Rabbanan, so break off the one branch that has the 10 oranges. Why should he do two Katsiris? What was the Gemara in doubt about? Unless you say that this Gufa was the Gemara Sophic. Was it whether Marbe Bishurim constitutes an Issa de Raisa and Issa de Rabbanan? If Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Deraisa, then for sure that's worse. To break off the one branch with the 10 oranges, that's worse than plucking off two. But if Marbe Bishurim is an Issa Derabbanan, so then it's worse to pluck off the two. So that's apparently how they are those Rishonim. Anyway, that's the Machlokes. The Ran and the Rashba, how do we read that Gemara in Menachos? The first half in Perek Rabbi Shmuel. In the end, the Masechus Menachos. So the Orsameach has a suggestion. The Marbe Bishurim by Melechus Shabbos is sometimes the Raisa and sometimes the Rabban. He doesn't think that it's correct to put all the Lamatas Avos Melechus into one category. He says it depends. Is it an Issa, is that particular Melech an Issa Chalois or is it an Issa Pu'ula? If it's an Issa Chalois, the more volume you're going to have, the more material you're going to have involved in the Melechus, the Marbe Bishurim is going to be Issa the Raisa. You only had the Heter Pekuach Nefesh on the one or two oranges. You didn't have the Heter Pekuach Nefesh on the extra eight oranges that you broke off on the branch. But he says, if it's going to be just, if the nature of the Malach is such as an Issa Pu'ula, then Marbe Bishurim, because the worst it could be is an Issa Derabbanan. You had a Heter to do this Pu'ula. So he claims, or Samech claims, he can visualize the possibility of dividing the various Malachas into two categories, and some should be labeled as an Issa Chalois. Some should be labeled as an Issa Pu'ula. So if you put two and two together, you can get 22. If you put two and two together, you may come up at the conclusion, if you adopt the position of the Or Sameach, that the Melachos of Shabbos should be divided into two categories. And some of them are Issa Pu'ula, some of them are Issa Chalois. And you adopt the position of the Tzafnas Paneach, of the Ragachova, that Issa, to do an Issa, right, a Groma, is sometimes an Issa Deraisa, sometimes Mutaman Atera, depending whether it's an Issa Pula, Issa Chalois, then they come out in Hilchah Shabbos, like the Shilti Gevarim said, that some Malachas will be an Issa Deraisa to do Ayde Grom, and some Malachas will not be an Issa Deraisa. Possibility? Okay, possibility. So you have to Chaz V'Shas again. Yeah, not Chaz V'Shas again. You got to learn Shas for the first time. To find out which Malachas are an Issa Chalois, which Malachas are an Issa, how are you going to find out? How are you going to know? Yosmeh says we can philosophize. That's what he always does. We can philosophize and we can figure out. Yosmeh says usually he goyim. Usually he philosophizes.
Could you grow them be sure?
No, there will be an Issa Deraisa. But that. So, Shilti Gibarim implies that the drasha doesn't apply to all the lamatas of his malacha. Some yes, some no. Because the lashon of the pasuk of Yitzchak Loisas was also asiyah, and the Tzafnas Panech thinks that there you don't make the drasha. He thinks that it's mefurish in the Gemara. I'm not so sure how mefurish it is. He thinks that it comes out clearly from the Gemara there that grama would be anisa deraisa by Sirus. So he thinks the reason why is because that's anisa chalois as opposed to anisa pu'ula. Yeah. The different areas of halacha where we distinguish between Nisa Chalois and Nisa Pula. Okay. A fascinating topic. Good. So again, so we have kibui. When is it a malacha tzvicha legufa? When is it a malacha shein tzvicha legufa? If it's gacheles shel mateches, there isn't any pechem at all. You turn off a Bunsen burner, you turn off the gas range, there is no pechem at all. So it can't be a Nisa deraisa. L'chala deis, if there's no pechem, it can't be an Issa Deraisa. So we have that on the level of Kibbutz Deraisa. Then we have Gram Kibbutz, Machlokes HaTanoim, fine, Machlokes HaRishonim, and the Gemara came to the conclusion that there is no Machlokes HaTanoim. Rabbi Yossi only prohibits in the Mishnah because he's afraid. What does the Gemara say? If you'll be Matem, Mitoch Shana Bola Mamon, Yishar Shalasa LeKabuye. Rabbi Yossi only asks his Mender Abana. He agrees that Minatora really Gram Kibbutz. Gramalacha is mutter. Then we have a different thing that's not even grama. Let's say the fire is in the corner of the room, and I want to take out the furniture and close the door in order that this room should burn down and the rest of the house will not burn down. So that's not grama. That's not even gram kippah. I just take out potential fuel that would have gotten consumed in the flame. So I take it out before it has a chance to get destroyed. So that's not a grama at all. Here the Gemara says, let's say I have a talus. My talus is all folded up. And then all of a sudden, it catches flame. So if I'm going to leave it the way it is, the whole talus is going to burn. So a poshta, the Gemara has a brice on the bottom, at the sefta, the bottom of kuf chof and all. Poshta means I open up, the whole talus all folded up, and one of the fringes, let's say, caught flame. So that fringe is going to cause the whole thing. So the Gemara says, poshta, open up the whole talus, spread it out. So only that fringe will burn. So it won't necessarily spread out to the rest of the beggar. And then he says, you're allowed to wear, let's say, I know that if I'm just going to leave it on the table, this fire will spread from the fringe to the rest of the garment. If I wear the talus, there's a good chance that the fire will only consume that fringe. And because for some reason or another, I'm wearing a polyester jacket or a silk jacket, whatever, for some reason or another, the talus, while it's on my clothing, will prevent the flame from spreading. So the flame will die a natural death. It will just burn out that little stick of the fringe. And the rest of the talus will not get burned. So the Gemara said, that's fine. Talus shachas bahur mitzad echad. Poshto, spread it out. Some people misunderstood. They thought poshto means you take off the talus, you put on the talus, take off the talus, put on it. It means he's waving the talus. That's mamish dava hamiskavim. That's dava hamiskavim. That's mechavim mamish. That's not called the dava shein miskavim. It says, mkopsa kopsa. Dava shein miskavim is muta. How's it dava shein miskavim? The answer is, poshto does mean you take off the talus, you put on the talus. Poshta means you, Mishnah Brewer says, poshta means you spread out the talus, because he has the talus mukupelas. So the way it is sitting like this, a little tiny chachkala on the talus, the fringe caught fire, so the whole thing is going to catch fire. So first of all, poshta spread it out. And then he sees poshta is not going to help either, but if he knows he's going to put it on his clothing, and he's wearing a non-flammable, let's say he's wearing a leather jacket or something, a leather jacket can't catch flame. So if he's going to wear the talus on top of his leather jacket, this may prevent the rest of the talus from catching flame. So that's not called mechaber. If I prevent potential fuel from burning, and the fire goes out, that dies a natural death. No, so that's not called mechaber.
How does that fit with Nastabi Shem and Shemanir, where you're just preventing potential fuel from...
That's Taisus Kasha. That's Taisus Kasha. The Gemara says in Beitzah, HaMestapek, here the Taisus Hanam and Beis quote. Amistapik ben Hashemish Abinir is Chayiv. So Taisa is Takashi. He's just taking out potential fuel. So why should that be an Issa? So Taisa is in Beitza writes, on that daf, on daf Chabez. Taisa is in Beitza writes, the only time Amistapik ben Hashemish Abinir is Chayiv Mishum Mechabetz, and Malocha Deraisa is, if right away when I take the spoon and I take out a spoonful of oil, the flame is already diminished. The flame is already weaker than it was before. But if you have Taisus gives a moshe, you have a tall candle and cut off the bottom few inches of the candle, and the flame on top is not, absolutely not affected whatsoever. The flame on top keeps on burning. Just now it's going to burn less. The flame is going to die out a few hours earlier because it cut off the bottom. But by cutting off the bottom, I absolutely didn't affect the flame on top. So Taisa said that's not an Issa. That's not a Malacha.
Is that Taisa explaining how it's called Chacham Orevo? Meaning because immediately after you take out the Shemen, so there's a Kibbutz existing right. That's right. Based on your action of removing the Shemen?
I don't know if that's a Koyach Chacham the Orevo. I mean, somehow Taisa assumes that that's an immediate result. When you have a wick and you have oil, so when you take out the oil and the gap between the flame on top and the oil on the bottom is bigger, somehow Tosfos thinks that that's going to diminish the flame. But if it doesn't diminish the flame, then Tosfos says it's not a melacha at all to take out potential fuel and to prevent it. That's like taking out all the furniture. Take out the furniture is mutter. You can't take it out into a karmelis, okay? It says if you have a karmelis, or chatzos she'enim orevos, you're not allowed to take it out. If you have kisvei hakodesh, so then you have heterim, where you allow to, sometimes you allow people to violate the nisa derabbanan kal. Maybe into a chatzos she'enim orevos, one opinion in Tanoim is even into a karmelis, you're allowed to carry. But if it's not the kisvei hakodesh, then you're not allowed to carry into the street. But to take out the potential fuel, that's not an nisa. As long as you don't diminish the flame immediately right now. Or the Gemara has like this. If you have a flame and you throw water on the flame to extinguish it. So that's called mechaber. What if I have a tablecloth is on fire? And then I pour water. So if I just leave it the way it is, the fire will spread and the whole tablecloth will burn. So he pours water in the rest of the tablecloth so that it should not burn. He's not so interested in extinguishing the flame. If he pours the water in order to extinguish the flame, so that's called a gram kibui. Because the water doesn't begin to have an effect on the flame until later. It doesn't have an effect right away. And that's the last thesis in Terakira discussed is that sometimes gram kibui is asur midirabana, sometimes muta, depends, you need a mechitza. The example given by the Mishnah of gram kibui was that he puts kalim, klicheres chadashim, that are full of water, so when the heat is going to come, the heat is going to cause the klicheres to crack. And if it cracks, then the water will extinguish the flame. So Tosfos asks, why didn't Gemara give a simple case? He makes a snowman. He makes a mechitza shel shelek. He takes all the snow in the backyard, and he makes a mechitza shel shelek, so the fire comes and comes. When it comes against the wall, so that it melts. Not that the snow melts. The snow puts out the fire. The snow will extinguish the flame. So Tosfos has 2 days where the mechitza shel shelek is also mutter, or no, it's only mutter midirabbanan if you have a mechitza. If you have a kli cheres chadoshim, so the water is contained in the kli cheres. But if you have a mechitza shel shelek, that would not be mutter. That's a shalom in the rabbanon al pi pashtus. On the level of the raisa, it's all the same thing. So let's see over here. If the fellow pours water in this half of the talus, so that when the flame comes to the water, it should extinguish the flame, that's a shalom of gram kibui. Maybe that kind of gram kibui is also maybe mutter to shalom. But over here, what if he pours water in this part of the beggar, that this part of the beggar should not catch flame? He's preventing this, he doesn't want this to burn. So Taisus, so the Gemara says that should be okay. Nosim aleh, Omer abiyudah marav, tal shalchus bahur. Nosim aleh amayim. Taisus asks the kasha, how can we nosim aleh amayim? The Gemara says in Zvachim, shviyos zeu kibusot. That's the problem. That's the Gemara. We had that before. Taisi says in Perek Shmona Shvatim, Daf Kufi Nala, Pirashi. They had a whole discussion on that. When do you apply that cloth from Zvachim? When do you not apply the cloth? Shriyos and Zoki Busa. By the way, why is it in Zvachim? Shriyos and Zoki Busa. It really should be a Masech HaShabbos. So we don't have an answer why it's not a Masech HaShabbos. But why is it in Zvachim? Why don't they put it in Erevin? No, because in Zvachim, there's a Perek Dam Chatos. So there's a Pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Tzav that says, Adam chata shenita zava beged kol beged v'cholor she yizu olav yichabes m'makom kodesh. It's a din if you have let's say the kohen was someone was standing in the azar and the kohen is direct the dam on the mizbeach and some of the dam splashes on someone's beged. So there's a pasuk in Chumash that says you have to be mechabes the beged in the azar, special mitzvah b'makom yichabes m'makom kodesh. So the Gemara there discusses what constitutes kibbutz. When is it called kibbutz? It says it doesn't make a difference whether it's a cloth garment or it's a klior. So the Gemara discusses what's the definition of kibbutz by beged shel cloth, and what's the definition of kibbutz by a beged shel or. Chata. Once the Gemara is talking about kibbutz by begodim for the mitzvah of dam chata, she needs to zala beged. So then they also discuss the dinim of kibbutz when they get to malecha Shabbos, malecha malabim. That's why it's in Zvachim. Why it's not in Shabbos is a good question. The Chachmei HaGemara, we're relying on Tesis. The Tesis is going to quote it in Masech HaShabbos. Okay. We're relying on Daf Yomi, that everyone's going to make a Fim HaShas. So again, so the Gemara says, these are Eifanim are preventing the flame from spreading further. That he puts Mayim Mitzad Echot in order to protect that part of the talus from catching flame. Kopsa kopsa, if it goes out, it goes out. He wasn't really interested in doing the Gram Kibbutz. He was interested just in saving this thing that it shouldn't burn. To save potential fuel from burning, that doesn't constitute an act of Kibbutz. But if you let's say, so that's what some argue, so when you turn off the knob on the gas range on Shabbos or Yom Tov, why is that a Malachas Kibbutz? Then I thought it's not a Kibbutz, it's only a Kibbutz Midirabban, because there is no Pechon. Okay? But why is it even a Malachas Kibbutz Midirabban? Why don't you just say you're preventing the potential fuel from burning? It's like taking out, it's not even like taking out the furniture in the room. It's like closing the door. It's like closing the door so the flame won't spread from this room to the next room. So when you turn off the gas range, you're just preventing the continued flow of gas. So maybe the flame goes out, a natural death. So the answer is, that's what Tesis asks by Mistapik Marashemesh of Iner. That's exactly Tesis Kasha. He's just taking out potential fuel, so why is it Osir? So Tesis answers Osir because the flame goes out immediately. If the flame gets diminished immediately, so then the preventing of the fuel from burning is a malach. So that's what some argue, but there's still a difference. The shemen shebiner, it's sitting there. So it's already sitting there, as opposed to the gas that's coming from Poughkeepsie, coming from Seattle, wherever the gas is coming from, Alaska. Where did the gas pipe come from? Alaska. I don't know. So maybe this iser, that if I'm stopping by Hashem Shemaneir, and immediately the flame gets covered, the flame is slightly diminished, that constitutes machab. Maybe that's only if the Shemin is already in this kli, as opposed to the case where the Shemin is flowing from a distant location. It didn't even arrive yet. So if I just block the traffic, I just block the way, and the melee prevent the shemen from coming into the burner of the oven, so maybe that's not even mechaber at all. Maybe that's no. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not. Okay. That's the nidon. So that's the topic on this daf, mechaber. The Gemara talks about the possibility the guy has a candle. The Gemara has a brisa. The guy has a burning candle. Tana Rabbanan. Nerush al gabi al tabla. Minayres al tabla. Let's say he has someone benches lich, and he has the candles on top of the tray. So the guy is permitted to tilt the tray and have the candles fall off like this. Bim kopsa kopsa. If it goes out, it goes out. It's a dovish eni miskabe. Maybe yeah, maybe no. If it's a psikresha that it's vaday going to go out, then you can't say dovish eni miskabe is mutter. But if it's not a vado, it's not 100% sure that it's going to go out. So then the Gemara says that in kofsa kofsa, davashen in this cabin is muta. So Tosha says, what are you talking about? A nair? If you're going to tilt it, so you're going to be mistapping on Hashem Hashem in there. The Gemara says in Beitza, that mistapping on Hashem Hashem in there, you're causing the flame, the way Tosha interpreted the Gemara, you're causing the flame to diminish immediately. So that's right away an act of kibui. So how can he say that's a davish animus kaben? It's mamas a psik reshe. Of course he's pouring out the oil. So Tosis says you have to say that there's no shemesh in there. It's a candle. It's not talking that there's shemesh in there. It's talking about a candle, and it's not a psik reshe that the flame is going to go out. There is a possibility that the flame will remain. That's quite a trick. A guy has a tray, and someone then shlicht on top. He's going to tilt that. They should show this at weddings. The guy tilts the tray and the candle is still burning. Samaitis, the Tosfos says, Yerushalmi doesn't have the girsa like that. Yerushalmi says, we're talking about a ner shekovet. Went out already. So it's akasha atop and akasha alepel. So what's the shayla? So it doesn't have the girsa and kovet. So what's the nidon? The nidon is muktzah. The topic is muktzah. Since the candle, or if you lit with oil, with a wick, so the oil with the wick, hanach l'ner shemen apsilo. The ner is the cup, the shemen is the oil, the psilo is the wick. So all three of them are mukta. The ner shemen apsilo are mukta because the buses, the davar ha'osah, it's a buses for the shalheves. That's how the Gemara says in Terekira. We're soon going to get there. It's the top line somewhere in Perikira. There is a Hanach Lener Shemin Atzila Hoven Asa Basis Yigala Ha'asa. Used to be there. Hanach Lener Shemin Atzila. No? There? Mem Zayin Amin Aleph. Okay. Hanach Lener Shemin Atzila Hoven Asa Basis Yigala Ha'asa. Yes, so the Yerushalmi has a different gears in this Braisa, this Tanur Rabbanan, Ner Shal Gabriel Tav, Menara Satavli Nafela, it doesn't have cups and cups. It's talking about a case when it already is covered. So what's the whole Nidon? The Nidon is buses of a horse. So the Braisa comes to tell me that sometimes it is a bus, sometimes it's not a bus. If it's Shocheach, then there's no Dina buses. If it's Meniach, then it does become a bus. What if someone bench lift on the thing that's mamish on purpose? That's Meniach on purpose, then it should become a basis. So then in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kivega points out from the Rishonim that that's only if that person is the owner of the Kelim. Let's say someone comes without my permission, without my authorization, and they bench licht and a candlestick on top of a tray. So the tray does not become a basis, because we have a cloud. If someone cooks basis b'chalav with my food, you don't say, the pot doesn't become tray. That doesn't apply. That's a thesis in Yivam, is not pay base. Because you don't need das to adam. You don't need das in order to create basa b'chalav. Even if the chalav falls in by itself, it's still going to be basa b'chalav. But whenever you need das to adam, my das cannot relate to your property. That's the klal of ein anamos of davar shein shalos. Here, by basa is davar aser, the Gemara makes a distinction between shecheach and meniach. So it's a das to adam that makes it into a basa. So if it's a davar shein shaloi, he has no right, unless they gave me permission to use whatever I want in order to bench lift. So Yishami says the whole topic, just like Rabbi Yana Yadzan and the Babli, that there's a distinction between Shecheach and Meniach, did it become a basis or not? So Yerushalmi says the whole Meduber is a topic of Muktzah. There's no topic at all of Kibui over here. We're talking about a Ner Shekove. So Ner Shekove, what's the Shaila? The whole Shaila only is one of basis. So, but if you're talking about a Ner Shekove, so there is no more basis. So what's the issue? So that's the shaila. Migad is katzor the ben hashmashis is katzor the kuliyama. What's the din? Somebody bench licht on Friday afternoon, and then the candles burned for a couple of hours, and then it went out. Sure. So what's the din of the candlesticks? Do the candlesticks cause man the neris are burning? So all the tanoim will agree. Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon will all agree that it's a basis l'davar asa. That's the top line in Mem Zayin. Hanukh l'ner shemen the psila. The cup is the ner. The shemen is the oil. The wick is the psila. Everything is basis davar asa. What's the davar asa? The shalheves. The shalheves is davar asa. Wait a minute. So why is a candle not mukta on yontav? How come on yontav you can move a candle around? So the answer I'll be pashed. This is on Shabbos the candle is mukta because you don't have any hishtamshes at all with the candle. Aye, but you can warm your hands by the candle. You can read lor on there. That's not called hishtamshes in the flame. That's the shtamshes in the light, or the shtamshes in the heat that comes out. But you don't have any shtamshes in the etzem shalheves, gufa shalheves. On yontav, you do have shtamshes in the shalheves. If you want, you can light another candle from this candle. So you can use the flame itself on yontav. So on yontav, the shalheves per se, the shalheves beatzmusoi, has a hishtamshes. On Shabbos, the shalheves, the etzem shalheves doesn't have any shtamshes on Shabbos. On Shabbos. What? I think Ishtamshis has to be the Gufa Dova. Let's say cash is considered Muktzeh, Machmas Gufa. Like Eitz Ma'avon we offer. Why? Because it's a Dova Shein Bo Hishtamshis. Why is a Dova Shein Bo Hishtamshis? You buy all kinds of wonderful things with the money. So the answer is that's not called Hishtamshis B'Gufa Dova. Not only are Kelim that are Mekabel Tumah not called Muktzeh, the Dinam HaMuktzeh, the pattern after Kabbalah Tumah, let's say we discussed a ball. There's a machlek in the Mechab and the Ramah. So the Mechab says the ball is Muktzeh because it's not Mekabel Tumah. Ramah says, no, all toys, it's a Dovah Sheesh B'Hishtamshis. Hishtamshis is B'Gufa Dova. It doesn't have to be a Kli that it's really Mekabel Tumah. But you have ishtamshes begufa dava, but kesh is not considered ishtamshes begufa dava. I give this, and in the mailer I can get something else. That's not called ishtamshes. Ishtamshes means I handle the thing, I use it, and I get some use out of handling it. Not that it has representative value. Even money is called emo ishtamshes. Even I handle it. Kavachem things that you don't handle. I think that's the Mogen Avraham, that if a painting hangs on the wall and it falls down on Shabbos, he says you're not allowed to hang it back up because the painting never has any hishtamshus, and Dov Shein Bo hishtamshus is mukta. I always look at the paintings, I always look at the photographs. Yeah, but it hangs there on the wall, you look at it. But the hishtamshus means hishtamshus begufa dover, handling it. Handling it and using it. I think so.
So the Gemara is not in the Ligam the hishtamshus ba'or. Without begufa dover.
What? One?
The Gemara has like says talking about Harris, the shamish lower and the bottom of the Gemara.
Yeah.
It's not begufa dover.
The Gemara uses the expression the hishtamesh laora. Yeah, the hishtamesh laora. That's so we assume that's laora. The hishtamesh laora there, but that's not hishtamshes b'ner itself. Hishtamshes b'ner means to light. I think to light another flame from the ner. I think so. I think so. You could say that on. You may want to say that on Yom Tov it's also mukta. The shaman is also mukta, but you're permitted to do tilta mukta for echal nefesh purposes of tzarach yom tzat. I don't know, but I thought that the answer is that on Yom Tov it's not mukta because you can light from the flame itself. So again, so the Bavli itself is also makes a comment in connection with this brisa regarding hilchas mukta. The brisa itself is taking a stand on hilchas kibui. In Kofsa Kofsa, to Dov Shein Miskaven. Rav Yana is making a comment on the Brisa with respect to Ilchais Mukta. So Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi that the whole Brisa is talking about Mukta. What's the whole Brisa talking about Mukta? Talking about a Ner Shekove. So what's the din of a Ner Shekove? Kolzman, the Ner is burning. So the Gemara says all the Tanaim agree that whatever is below it, the Ner Shem and the Psila, everything is a Bosses to the Dovahos. The Shad is after the Ner is covered, after it goes out. Moses Shemesh Ebener. That's called Moses Shemesh Ebener. Is a machloikis satanoim. Whether the leftover shemen should be mukta machloikis abuda rev shemen. Whether Moses Shemesh Ebener, that's what we're going to learn. Mem dalarim et al. Whether it's mukta or not. What's the machloikis? Whether he's saying, Migiris katsoida ben ashmashis is katsoida kuliyayim or not. So we paskin a compromise. The Gemara says in the end of the Masechta, we don't paskin all the way like rev shemen. We paskin half like Rav Shimon, half like Rav Yudah. So we have adopted Rav Yudah's shita that you don't say migras katzoda ben hashmashes it's katzoda kol yom. But if Rav Shimon's real shita, Rav Shimon's full shita is that Moshe Shemesh Ebener is not mukta, that there is no din of migras katzoda. The Tosha says, so I don't understand bechlal the whole Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi understands this brisa that it doesn't have the gears in kavsa kavsa. It's talking about a ner shekove. So ner shekove, if the halach is like Rav Shimon, so what is there to discuss? It's bechlal not mukta. So there's no topic on mukta at all. So Tosfos says you have to say the brisa goes I'll leave it Rav Yudah. I'll leave it Rav Yudah. Dasa tils v'ner shekov. It goes I'll leave it Rav Yudah. Or Tosfos says, or there is a Gemara in Kira Daf Mem Dalid where the Gemara says that moide Rav Shimon because kara v'ashoshes. The only time Rav Shimon holds that you don't say Migdus Katzoda ben Ashmashes is Katzoda Kol Yom is if you have a candle. I know in advance the candle is not going to burn for 25 hours. It's a candle that burns for 4 hours, 5 hours, maximum 6 hours. It's not going to burn all night long. I know it's going to go out the middle of the night. So therefore I knew in advance, before Shabbos began, I knew that this snare was going to go out. So then Rav Shimon holds that you don't say Migdus Katzoda. The Gemara has an expression, Oda B'yoshev Mitzapeh. What Oda B'yoshev Mitzapeh? He wants the flame to go out. He doesn't want the flame to go out. It means he knows that it's going to go out. He can predict in advance it's going to go out. So built in, Ben Ashmashis was that in another 6 hours it's going to be out. So it's already Muchan Avur La'achazman. But what if it's a Kos Karav Ashoshis? It's a Yortzeit candle. It's supposed to burn for 24 hours. Something strange happened. It went out in the middle of Shabbat. It wasn't supposed to go out in the middle. So in that case, even Rav Shimon would agree that since Ben Ashmashis, from the perspective of Ben Ashmashis, there is no foreseeable La'achazman. It doesn't look like there is going to be a lachazman on Shabbos that it's going to be no longer mukta. So even Reb Shimon will agree by Kos Karav Moed Reb Shimon that even if the flame goes out, in that case you do say Migdus Katzoda, because you can't say Yoshev Mitzapeh in such case. So I said that's the whole topic of the Brisa. Ner Shagabi Atavla. The Brisa means to say the Ner Shekove remains mukta. Either Aliba the Reb Yudah who holds Migdus Katzoi, or Aliba Reb Shimon. In rare cases where you say Migdus Katzoi, and it's despite the fact that you say Migdus Katzoi, but tilta mukta man atzav, the tzav ramuta is mukta. To do min aris atavla, get an esher kav over here, and I'm going to tilt it like this. But the thing on the bottom is mukta. Plus the davar. The Gemara says no shachar. We're talking shachar. So the thing on the bottom never became, or someone's madlik there in someone else's home without authorization. So the thing on the bottom is ain't almost davar shenish loy. It didn't become a buses. So I can handle that. But by handling this with my hands, I'm causing the mukta to roll over. So that's called tilta mukta min atzad. And it's the source of ramuta is muta. That's the taisus that we had. Where was that taisus in the mems? The bottom of mem gimel on the base going to go up with the mem dalad and aleph. That's a ruba the ruba of the rishonim. The balamor has a different sheet there. A strange balamor. But ruba rishonim say what taisus said. The tilka mukta min atzad. The source of ramuta is muta. The source of rasser is also. Then there's a gemara about a ner shachuri adelus. Somebody, it sounds like someone left a candle hanging on the back of the door. Some of the students in the dormitory have pens hanging on the doors. So the shaila is, well, a pen is not really mukta. So that's the shaila. Is there a din of buses l'davar ha'asa for a klisha malach taliyisa? That's a suffix in the Pidin Gadol. Maybe the din of bus l'davar ha'asa only applies if the thing is mukta mamish. But if the thing, so then you say the buses also become mukta mamish. But if the pen is only a klisha malach taliyisa and you put it meiniach, you put it on purpose on top of a certain location, so maybe this, the buses on the bottom doesn't even take over the chumis of klisha malach taliyisa. That's a suffix in the Prima Gaon. The Tosis Rit says later on that it does, that it is us. Tosis Rit said that just like it is a din of buses with davar ha'asa, if you put a dvamukta on top of a buses, so to there is an institution of buses with davar ha'asa, if you put a klisha malach taliyisa on top of a tavla. So the tavla will become a bus, is the extent of Klisha Malach Taliyis. Okay.
Doesn't Delos have a heter another reason that's Batalagir?
Oh, so Taisus asked the Kasha. The Braisa talks about opening and closing a door that has a Ner Achuri Adelos. So Taisus originally Ner Achuri Adelos. The candle is hanging on the back of the door. So they ask the Kasha. So Gemara says, the Braisa says you're allowed to open the door and you don't have to worry about kibbutz. You don't have to be concerned that the wind may blow out the candle. It's a davar she'ein miskaven, so it's mutter. Unless it'll be a psikresha, then it'll be usser. Unless you should make exer the rabbanon. Gazrinon, the Gemara says, maybe gazrinon, otu ruach mitzuyah. Okay, maybe you should make exer. But leaving out the exer, the Gemara says it's just an issue of, davar she'ein miskaven on the kibui. So davar she'ein miskaven, we pass like Reb Shimon is muta. Fine. So Tesis asks the Kasha, why is it only an issue of davar she'ein miskaven? What happened to the buses davar ha'asa problem? If you have a nair that's lit on the back of the door, so why not consider the whole door a buses l'davar ha'asa? So what does Tesis explain? So they give a whole fancy. So one answer they give is Nami b'shachar, but the law have buses. It's talking shachar, but if it were takabi miniach, it would be buses. If you put it there on purpose, planning that it should remain there the whole Shabbos, then it would become a buses l'davar ha'asa. That's one answer in Tosfos. Another answer the Rishonim give is Ner shachuri adelus doesn't mean that it's hanging on the back of the door. It's behind the door. When you open the door, so then the ner is in the direct way of the wind that's going to blow, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's on the door itself. But Tosfos was assuming there shachuri adelus means that it's hanging on the door. So then Tosfos gave the whole fancy answer. That's the answer that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the Kula Dik answer. The bednilas adelus l'chashiv. That what? Kam lahav bas davar ha'asa. The bais chashiv hu ubatel agav habayis. What is that chiddush in Tosfos? What is that chiddush in Tosfos? If I put mukta on top of something which is part of a larger entity, that part of the larger entity doesn't become a basis davar ha'asa because I happen to put some mukta on it. Because the rest of the entity doesn't have the mukta on it. Let's say you have the refrigerator door or the freezer door, that's what we spoke about. From Tosfos it should come out that the door doesn't become, even if you leave a dvar mukta there, We have a lot of dibre mukta in the refrigerator. Let's say we have raw food in the refrigerator, raw meat. So Gemara says later that raw meat, it's right to give it to the animals, but I'm not. It's expensive kosher food, blood kosher food. I'm not going to feed it to the animals. It's like we spoke about the raw potatoes on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Rashba later that raw potatoes on Shabbos are mukta. You're not allowed to handle it. So raw meat would also be mukta by us. So let's say you left the raw meat in the freezer door. So you're not allowed to open the freezer in order to get the ice cream for Shalosh Udos, but to get something else from the freezer. But sometimes people leave in the refrigerator door. So that's what Tosfos says, that since the door is part of a larger entity, and so the door cannot become a basis l'davar ha'asar, you can't say that it's bottle agav the mukta because the door is part of a larger thing. It's a chiddush in Tosfos. Tosfos asks also, why shouldn't it be an iser of tilta mukta? Tosfos bila mishum kibi v'avar, if not for the problem of gram kibui. Not for the problem of davar sheinu miskaven on the kibui. Shem tilta lein lesser de b'neilas hadeles v'choshiv tilta. So they explain why the delos didn't become a basis of davar hasar. But why not say by moving the door, you're memele moving the mukta? The Tosfos says, no, that's not a problem. De b'neilas hadeles v'choshiv tilta. Why is that? So the poshiv shat is that tilta mukta and atzad l'tzarech davar hamuta. We're talking about a case where the delos didn't become basis for some reason or another. That's what we're going to explain in the last three lines. Gamba habi bas davar asar for reason A, reason B, or whatever reason C, okay, whatever it happens to be. So we're talking about a case the door didn't become buses. So since it didn't become buses, so that's tilta mukta min hatzad. I'm moving the flame, I'm moving the mukta indirectly. I'm only handling the odayim, the door. And the door itself didn't become a buses. So the door is a davar hamuta. So that's tilta mukta min hatzad. I want to walk in the door or something. That's the poshib shat in Tosfos. Nilas adelos l'chashiv tiltul. Why is nilas adelos l'chashiv tiltul mukta? Because it's tiltul mukta min atzad, the tzarech davar hamuta. That's why. Tiltul mukta min atzad. That's how I think the Mordechai, some spell it out explicitly. It's tiltul mukta min atzad, the tzarech davar hamuta. Some misunderstood this line in Tosfos as saying that tiltul delos, since the delos it's on hinges, so that's not a violation of tilta mukta, because tilta mukta is only violated if you pick up the mukta and you move it completely from one place to the other. But let's say this is mukta and I just go like this, so since part of the mukta is staying in the same place, so that's not tilta mukta, because some of it is part. So that's against the Mishnah. That's not correct. The last Mishnah in the Sifter says that if somebody dies on Shabbos, if someone dies in the weekdays, so the Chevra Kadisha have a minig that they close the eyes of the body. After he's dead, the Gemara says that while he's still a ghost, he's not allowed to close his eyes, because by just closing his eyes, he may hasten his death. He may cause him to die a moment, a second earlier, so that's an act of Ritzicha. But after you know for sure that the person is dead, not the last Mishnah, after you know the person is dead already, so then the minig is on the weekdays that you close the eyes. And the Mishnah says towards the end of Shabbos, you're not allowed to close the eyes on Shabbos. Why? Because it's still for mukta. So the Ran on the Rif comments on that Mishnah. You see from this Mishnah that even though the whole Dvar Mukta is laying there, you just move a little thing over here. You close the eyes on the mace. That's also a violation of still for mukta. True, the Rishonim, the Ran and the other Rishonim point out in a later Perek, that Perek Noitel, beginning of Perek Noitel, that there are two Isurim of mukta. The full-fledged Easter of Tilta Mukta is when you move a thing completely like this. And if I just move a little bit, that's not a full Tilta Mukta. Let's say I milk a cow. So milking a cow is a problem of malacha. Some kind of a malacha or another. Malacha deraisa, malacha derabbanan, whatever, the whole discussion. But in addition to being a topic of a malacha on Shabbos, it's also an issue of Tilta Mukta. So the Shem say that's not an issue. Why? You're not moving the whole cow. You're just moving the others on the cow. So that's Tilta Mukta, the mikzas. The tilta mukta b'miktas b'makam tzar b'alechayim w'mekom. If the cow is mamish crying, so you're not allowed to pick up the cow and carry it over here. Tilta gomura mukta, you're not matir b'makam tzar b'alechayim. But tilta mukta b'miktas b'makam tzar b'alechayim, that we are matir. That's so. The Rishonim say that there are two prohibitions in mukta. One is tilta gomura, one is tilta mukta b'miktas. They're both asur, but one is more chomer than the other. So there are cases, let's say, b'makam tzar b'alechayim, where you have a heter for the less chomedika one, and you wouldn't have a heter for the more chomedika one.
The island, there is a Muslim again, and the Adim is
Again, just like the house is, the door doesn't become mukta, yeah. Mukhanim agavim, I think, means a different, that has a different meaning. Okay, that's in the Gemara. This is one day in Taisus that we have accepted yet. So therefore, what dinami? What the eyelid should not become? The whole body is then. Yeah.
Right, the entire body would be mukta.
Yeah, let's see again. What did Taisha say? Taisha says the Bryce is only working on the topic of Mechaba Mavir. There's no problem of Tilta Mukta. Why not? Tilta means Tilta Mukta. Doesn't mean Hoitzor. Sometimes the word Tilta means Hoitzor, carry, and sometimes the word Tilta means Tilta Mukta. Why? Why, but you're moving the candle. The candle is just the flame is the muktzah. The shalhevis of the flame is the muktzah. And everything below it, the ner, shem, and psil, everything below it is also bosses. So am I not moving all that? So he says, no. Benilas adeles, lechoshiv tiltul muktzah. Why not? The answer is, tiltul muktzah men atzad. Let's off the ramutzah. I wanted to say the door itself should become bosses. That's the next two lines. The door itself doesn't become bosses for reason A, reason B, whatever. So once you say like that, even though you're absolutely moving the Ner Shem and the Psila, if it's still burning, you're moving the whole Dvar Mukta. Nonetheless, that's called Tilta Mukta Men Atzad. That's also Dvar Mukta. Okay. How do you want to say that? What?
Maybe why can we say that this candle is now like also part of the house? It's not necessarily on the door.
The candle should be part of the house.
If it's now on the door, it's attached to the door.
So I should say the candle itself is not mukta.
Right.
The candle should not be mukta. Akasha against Taisa.
I can't move the candle, let's say, from the door, but while it's attached to the door, I can move the door because it's part of the house. Whereas by the maze, the eyelids are bottles of the body can't be moved
anyway. Yeah, the eyelids in the maze are part of the maze, so the whole maze is mukta. Yes, so you're not allowed to even move till the mukta be mikta. But you want to say over here, maybe the candle should be batal agav the door. So it shouldn't be any problem at all. Let's say I want to open the door to bring the candle closer to where I'm sitting. So then the way I said, you're not allowed to. You're suggesting that maybe the candle should be considered batal agav the door. I don't think. I understand they said the door is part of the building, so that's why the door can't become a buser. But the candle doesn't become one and the same as the door. It doesn't blend in to become part of the door. The door is part of the building. That I understand.
So if it's not there, it depends on the based on this day and places.
That what?
Depends on the door.
The Shulchan Aruch passed is like this cool of places, that the door can never become a buser, so Dabah HaAsur, because it has something on it, because the door is part of the whole building. So according to the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, they're makel based on the first day in Taisus. According to the second day in Taisus, it's only b'shachech, not b'meniach. So then the doors would be able to become a bosh. So according to the first day, that's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like you never declare the door as a bosh.
Is there real chur? It comes up all the time with the knockers. But that's a klishma achalasser also, because Atashmas call, so and that's on the door itself also.
So we make one.
Yeah,
we make one. Meaning is long. Okay. Okay. What did we discuss? Tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. We discussed a little bit yesterday. What's this Graisa? Top taste is top taste is has two gears in the Gemara. That what? Regarding Yom Kippurim, The din is that on Yom Kippur we have chamisha inuyim are forbidden. Achila shtiyah for sure are deraita, this course. The other is a big machlekes. Rabbi Natan and Taisin says that the other inuyim are only the rabbanon, because the Gemara says that there's no kores. So how can it be? It's all included in one pasuk. One has kores, one does not. Kores must be only an asmachta of the rabbanon. That's what the Rabbi Natan holds. And the Rambam and other Rishonim seem to disagree. Some explicitly disagree with Rabbi Natan. What's the kasha? Take for example dam. You have a pasuk called dam la sechel. The different kinds of dam. So there's dam oivorim. There's dam oivorim, the dam from the capillaries, that if you eat that, there's no chorus. There's only chorus on dam in the arteries, or dam in the heart. But dam and oivorim, there is no. By we have dam shebishloi. We only get to eat the meat after it's already cooked. After it's cooked to the smutim and atar, it's only us and abonim. That's a different story. But let's say you take a piece of meat and you squeeze out the blood from the arteries, so the gemaris, from the capillaries. The Gemara seems to say that there's no curse in such a case. He's going to say it's only an Isra de Rabbana. No. There's an Isra of Dam and many things included. And some of the things have curse, some of the things don't have curse. It's because one has curse, one does not curse. It's already a dead giveaway that it's only an Asmachtam of the Rabbana. So that's why there are others that disagree with the Rabbi Natan. So we may be dealing with an Isra de Raisa, that you're not allowed to bathe on Yom Kippur. Going to some Rishonim, it's an Isra de Raisa. So how would they matter it? It says, Valkeri table of halach kalayam kuler. Biyosem imenu chalamayla in the tzorat litvol or in the yochal litvol. The two gears in the Gemara. We're talking about Yom Kippur. That in Yom Kippur, kol chavit filas table and kidarkon. You're permitted to be table in the mikvah on Yom Kippur. What happened to the iser of the inuyim of rechitza? So the answer is, if it's rechitza shal taina gitzos, if it's not rechitza shal taina, then it's muta. So if it's a rechitza shal mitzvah, what motivates me to bathe? What motivates me to bathe is to fulfill the mitzvah. So that's not called the rechitza shaltaini. Whenever the rechitza is the shame mitzvah, it's not called shaltaini. Yeah, what if you all feel the bizman alav mitzvah? So you still say. What if you all feel the bizman alav mitzvah? So you can't say it's a rechitza shal mitzvah, but still it's a rechitza hametaheres. It removes the tumas, whatever tumah the person happens to have. So that's the two gears that Tosfos has. Let's say Rabbi Yossi is talking to his man that they still observe the Takana Sezer, that a Balkari is not permitted to daven. So Balkari tells the whole Kala Yom Kula, all day Yom Kippur, he has to daven. After he already daven Mincha, so he holds in a Yochel Litvah, in a Tzach Litvah. Why? Because he can't, what's going to be with Nila? He didn't daven Nila yet. So Rabbi Yossi obviously thinks he can daven Nila Balailo. That's a machlek, his different opinions. And Tanoim and Amaroim and Rishonim. There is an opinion you can begin to daven nila balayla. That's why there's an opinion in the Gemara in the end of Yuma that if you daven the ila balayla, you don't have to daven myrus. You were already yotzei with neila. And the other opinion is now that neila is a tefillah yom kippur. You have to daven neila on yom kippur. Doesn't mean that you have to finish neila by shkia. You have to finish neila before yom kippur is over. As long as you began neila about yom, then you can continue into balayla. So that's a machlokes of Rishonim. And that's the common practice is lahakel on that. Why? Because at the conclusion of Nila, everybody blows shofar, and all the balabatim know. You blow shofar, you go home, and you start eating, you do malachas. So by us, we're makel on that. Really, more correct would be to be choshish for the opinion of the Rishonim Upaskin that you have to finish the whole Nila mibol yom. You have to finish Nila by yom. And you don't blow shofar. So you wait an hour. So the rabbi will give a drasha. You sit and learn Gemara, whatever. Sit and learn your daf yomi for an hour. And then you blow shofar after Tzeisat Kohalim. But under the present circumstances, the way the minig developed, so we don't do that. So we all rely on this kula. As long as it began Nilam Ebal Yom, it's considered Tfilas Yom Kippur. We have in Shulchan Aruch, there is a machlokes. A lot of people start the Sudas Purim on Purim, and they finish Balayla. So there is a machlokes in the Rishonim whether one recites Al HaNisim or not. So let's say one was eating on Shabbos around Rosh Chodesh, and he finishes eating on Matzoy Shabbos and Matzoy Rosh Chodesh. Does he mention Mitzvah and Yalav Yov and the Bichas HaMazon? Does he mention Allah Nisim? Or do he not mention it? So there are more Paskins. If he got stuck like that, so there are more Paskins that you do say Allah Nisim. More correct would be to finish before the Shkia. On Shabbos also, on Shabbos Yom Tov. To finish before the Shkia, and for sure you say the Allah Nisim. I remember Rav Soloveitchik's mother once screamed at us. What was the story? It was in the summertime, there was no minyan, nonsense. There was only a minyan at this Shachris, I think, in Chamar, there was no minyan. So we dove in at home, and it was, I think it was Rosh Chodesh, must have been Rosh Chodesh, and she was benching. We finished Mincha, and she was benching over her after finishing supper. And then we sat down, while she was benching, we sat down and we said, Amoitzi, we started to eat, and it was clear we were going to start eating before Shkia and finish after Shkia, and it's going to be a machlokes, what do you say, Yalav Yavana. After she finished benching, she turns to us and she screams at us in Yiddish, and she says, boys learn in the yeshiva all their lives, and they don't know it's a machlokes harishon, and you're supposed to avoid getting involved in machlokes harishon. Either you bench before the Shkia, or you wash after Tzeisah Kachach. You don't do what you did. You don't wash before the Shkia, and then get involved in the machlokes. Okay, so where did that come from? Where did that? That's the Shulchan Aruch, machlokes. That's right, that's correct. So where does this idea come from? That is, you go basa haskolas hasudim. So the Vilna Gaon writes, the marker is from this story, from the Ne'ilah. That there's one Tana says, Rabbi Yossi says, you can start Ne'ilah Balayla. You can dab Ne'ilah Balayla. He can go to Mikveh after Tzeisah Kachavim. Then he can dab Ne'ilah Balayla. Ne'ilah Pateres Shalav. We don't hold like that. We hold you can't start Ne'ilah Balayla. Do you have to finish Ne'ilah Bayom, or is it sufficient if you started Ne'ilah Bayom? So that's a machlokes. So the Vilna Gaon says, dependent on that machlokes is this shaila also by benching. If this chilos asuda began by yom, on Rosh Chodesh or on Shabbos or on Purim, and the Gemara is balayla, is it, do you say ala nisam or not? What is one that got to do with the other? What's the connection between the two? So Rav Soloveitchik, someone once asked Rav Soloveitchik, so does it fit in with any of the shirim that he gave? So he thought, no, that's what it means. The shaila is it labeled as sudas hayom if you began by yom, or is it only labeled as sudas hayom if the entire suda was by yom? So that's what the shaila is by the davening. Is it labeled as tfilas yom kippur if you began by yom kippur, or is it only labeled as tfilas yom kippur if the whole tfilah was recited on yom kippur? Others have said differently that maybe this is a din whenever there's a zman for any mitzvah. Let's assume he's supposed to daven mincha before the shkia. Let's assume like that. So does that mean you have to finish the conclusion of mincha before the shkia? Or does it mean, as long as you begin before the shkia, so then you got one leg in, you got one foot in, so then you can even finish the mincha after, or let's say kriyashma. They tell you, so is my kriyashma so long. It's such a time. And I say kriyashma, it takes me so long, it takes me 10 minutes to say the kriyashma. I'm going to start kriyashma before the sofa zman, and I know in advance I'm going to end the kriyashma after the sofa zman. So is that it? Is that okay? Whenever there's a zman, so as long as I begin within the zman, that's sufficient? Or do you say, no, the zman means you got to have the whole mitzvah within that zman. So some argue the point, they say that's what the sheet is over here by the ne'ila. As long as you begin mibo yom, even though you finish ne'ila balayla, the chazan does it all the time. The chazan always does it like that. He begins ne'ila bayom and he finishes balayla. So some, so Rav Soloveitchik explained based on his Bira Gro, that the shaila is, how does one koveya, how do you label the tefillah as a tefillas Yom Kippur? Is it enough if you began on Yom Kippur? Or the whole tefillah should be on Yom Kippur. Say, how do you koveya the Suda as a Suda Purim, or a Suda Shabbat, or a Suda Rosh Chodesh? It's nikva because the Haskolas HaSuda was on Purim, or it's nikva as a Suda Purim because the whole Suda was on Purim. With the benching also, everything was on Purim. That's how he learned. And others want to say, no, there's this opinion in the Rishonim that we rely on, that as long as you began the Ne'ilah Mibol Yom, you can finish Balayla. No, it's a universal din. It has nothing to do with labeling it as Tfilas Yom Kippur. Whenever there's a Zman for any mitzvah, as long as you began the mitzvah before the Sofa Zman was up, then you can continue even later. That is the Achrayim bring a Raya from Bilom. So the Gemara says, Bilom knew how to be Mechav in the moment. Kel Zoyim L'chol Yom, the Gemara says in Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gets angry every day. How long is his kash? Just for a split second. So Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people, so he was waiting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get angry, and that whole, those couple of days, or those couple of weeks, whenever it was, the Ribon Shalom didn't get angry and couldn't curse the Jewish people. So the Tosfos says, if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only kosher a split second, Rega Kememre, the amount of time that it takes to pronounce the word Rega, so how much of a curse can you say already? Rega. It's two syllables. The Tosfos says, maybe he would stare at the Jewish people and say, Kalein. Also two syllables. The amount of time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koyes is Rega Kememre, the amount of time it takes to say two syllables, Rega. So he would say, Kalein, wipe them out, destroy them. Then Tosfos gives another answer, no, maybe he'll give a long, elaborate curse. But as long as you begin within the time that the Ribbono Shel Olam is angry, then the curse can take effect even though you finish cursing after. So some Rachanim bring a Raya, it's a Raya that whenever there's a mitzvah that has a zman, here it's an Avera that has a zman. Whenever there's anything that has a zman, As long as he started within the Zman is okay. So I remember they told that once to Rav Soloveitchik, she said, just burst down into lift. They thought it was such a joke to bring a raya from the Tosis on the Agadah to this topic. Anyway, getting back over here. So there are two girsas in Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, Men HaMincha L'mayla Ein HaTzach Litzvol, or Men HaMincha L'mayla Ein HaRashoy Ein HaYochel Litzvol. If you hold Ein HaYochel Litzvol, what it means is that when it's Bambakan Mitzvah, when you have the Takana Sezra B'Tokfoy, and the Balkari is not allowed to daven, so he has to go to Mikveh in order to be allowed to daven, so then it's a Tzidah Shal Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah removes the status of a Chitzah Shal Taina. But if it's if there's no Tzorech Mitzvah, if he can daven Nila Balaylo, so there's no Heter, there's no Tzorech Mitzvah, that he should go to Mikveh to enable him to daven Nila Nibodyom. If he can daven Nila Balaylo, let him go to Mikveh after Tzeisa Kuchav and daven Nila Balaylo. That's according to the Girsa Eina Yochel Litzvah. The other Girsa Eina Tzorech Litzvah, no, whenever it's a Tfilah HaMetaheres, whenever the Tfilah is Mitzurif to Tahara, so it's automatically cancelled the status of Chitzah Shal Tanya. You don't need that Dafke should be a Mitzvah. Even if the old tefillah is not a lot mitzvah, he's still allowed to be toivel on Yom Kippur. Because the tefillah shal tefillah hametaharis is not called the tefillah arichitza shal tani. So those are the two gerusas, and Tosfos thinks that that gerus is the more correct one. You shouldn't say in a yochel, the more correct gerus is in a tark litzvah. But if he wants to be toivel, that would not pose a problem. Yeah, we don't follow this din. The Gemara, this brisa says that all chavit tefillah are toivel kedarkon. The Tisha B'Av of Yom HaKippurim, because it's not called Vechitza Shal Tanya. So on Tisha B'Av we don't follow that opinion, because we follow the opinion of the Tanu, who says Kedai Hu Beis Alekein Ala B'Rol Tfila Achas Bashona. Once a year, Tisha B'Av, even though strictly speaking you worked out a whole Heter that it should be Mutar B'Tovel in the Mikvah, it's not Vechitza Shal Tanya, it's L'Shem Tahara. So he says Kedai Hu Beis Alekein Al Churim Beis HaMikdash, we should be Machman not to go. What about Yom Kippur? There's nothing said about Yom Kippur. Well, for what reason don't we have a Heter on Yom Kippur? So Tosfos says, because Bizman Hazeh, there's no Takana Sezer. So you don't have to go to Mikveh to enable you to daven. So the only people who are going to Mikveh are the married women. So the married women are Rasa B'Tash Mishamita anyway on Yom Kippur. So there's no Heter to allow them to go to the Mikveh on Yom Kippur, since Ben Kovah called the Rasa B'Tash Mishamita. So that's the Tosfos, in Beitzah. That's the Tosfos that formulates that cloud that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that we don't permit single girls to go to the mikveh, because we only allow the mikveh to be used for a person who will be allowed to use the heter. But if the girl is single, she's not married anyway, so then we don't allow them to use the mikveh. So we mentioned there was a shaila: what if the husband is in the middle of shiva? The wife is not in the middle of shiva. The husband is in the middle of shiva, but the woman finished her shivinakim, so she wants to go to the mikveh. So do you say, since she's only married to this husband, the husband in the middle of shiva, so she's going to have tashma shamita with her husband, so you don't allow her to go to the mikveh? But do you say, no, that's an extraneous issue, that's an extraneous problem. Since the woman, from her perspective, everything is okay, and she is married, so we would permit her to go to the mikveh when the time comes. So that's a tshuva in the Maram Shik. He discusses that shot. Yeah.
Yes, you were mentioning the husband's away, so then she wouldn't necessarily, if there's a child back at home, feel it's not a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Or if it is a mitzvah. Like, so is there a difference if the husband's in shiva or the husband's away? Or seemingly the same?
The husband's in shiva, she's usher. She's usher, but by, like on Yom Kippur, she's usher. Husband is away, it's not awesome. The woman is certainly permitted to go to mikveh when the husband is out of town. The Shabbos, he still says it's a mitzvah that she should go. I think the chumrah that Tosfos says, we don't allow the woman to go to mikveh, even not on Yom Kippur, we don't allow the women to go to mikveh when it's not going to be matah them, because it's going to mislead them. That means when there's an Isser involved, a single woman or a woman on Yom Kippur, or if the woman would be in the middle of shiva herself. But if the husband's out of town, it is not to her to be with her husband. It's just that he's not around. That is muta. Okay, then we have the din of Amir al-Nachris. So din, ein amim loy kabe. You're not permitted to tell him kabe. If the Nachri comes on his own, he wants to be mechabe, I don't have to tell him al-te kabe. As a midas chasidus, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta that this tzaddik Yosef ben Simoi in the city Shichen told the fire department they shouldn't extinguish the flame, and he paid the money after Shabbos was over. What happened with his house? The poor guy lost his house. So the Gemara says a miracle happened to him. Yodik Sham Levikibu. Yeah, he was a big tzaddik. Okay, you're not a tzaddik, you shouldn't rely on this. If the fire department comes to put out the flame, let him put it out. You have to be on the right madrega to be allowed to do this. Yeah. What about to say Kol Mechabein Amafsid? Is that called Amir Liakim Anan? Amir Liakim is only Osir if it's Derech Shlichus. That's how some Rishonim used an expression that Yesh Shlichus Laakum Lechumer. That goes Maimoni has then. That Yesh Amir Liakim is Osir with the Rabbanim because of Yesh Shlichus Laakum Lechumer. Yesh Shlich Ledvar Aver Lechumer. Yes, so this is the Shaila. Is this called Shlichus? If I say Kol Mechabe Eino Mapsid, if I open it up to the public, I say, whoever, I don't specifically ask you, could you do me a favor and take me in the elevator? I come in and there are five people. I say, who's gonna push the button for me? I don't say who. So is that Amir Liakim or not? So the Pashtus is that it is. Even though I've opened it up to the public, I didn't specifically ask one person. Pashtus is that it is Amir Liakim. Let's say I come in. There are a lot of porters who work here. And I say, I walk in an elevator and I say to the Nochum, who's going to be kind enough to push the button for me? I'm an Orthodox Jew, I can't push the button on Shabbos. So I didn't specify one person. I didn't say, could you please push the button? I say, who's going to be nice enough to push the button? It means I'm asking one of them. So even though I asked Derech Klal, the Pashtus says that that's also included in Amira, and Amira Lachim is also called Shlichus. Over here, the Gemara says, "Bidleke hitiru loy makala mechabein amafsid." It means the makam hefsid mamim, so we makel. Should lo bidleke, the Gemara says, in sudas afayin on the base. Should lo bidleke, you're not makel. Only bidleke, you makel, because it's not a direct amir liakim. I say, kala mechabein amafsid. I didn't really say, well, somebody please do me a favor and be mechabe the flame. I say, whoever puts out the flame will be rewarded, will not suffer. He'll be rewarded later. So that's a special kula. But otherwise, that should also be asa. To say kol mechabein amafsid should be also been asa, not to the fact that it's a makom dleika.
In Rudy's case about the elevator, so wouldn't that be asa even if I didn't say anything? Alf nana?
Also because of nana, that's right. Yep. But also as nana, that's one isa. This is a makom dleika isa too. I think it's a mir liakim also in addition to the nana. You're right.
Fire breaks out in your home, do we assume, at least nowadays, since that houses are very close together, certain buildings, then it's still there for Shishik?
Yeah, the Ramah says that Bizman is there, the houses are all touching, so there's a suffix Hakonos Nefoshes to everybody. Yeah. That's what the Ramah says. That Bizman is there, you can ask the Nochi to, he says you can even put out the Dleika yourself. It's a suffix Hakonos that someone may get killed. Sure. It's a rare case over here. Shaila came up in one of the summer camps. Strange. A kosher summer camp. There was mamash, no nachri on the premises at all. I don't know what kind of a camp this is. They couldn't find the nachri anywhere. And that there's some kind of a thing wasn't functioning properly and it was going to explode. And the whole main building where everybody ate was going to, there was a possibility the whole thing was going to go on fire. And there was a sick, there was a woman who was pregnant there. There was an old lady there, an 85-year-old lady. And if the whole building would have caught flame, there would be no place for the whole camp to eat on Shabbos. So they had a whole pilpul. What are they allowed to do? Because there was no nachri. What are they allowed to do in that case? No. Whenever there's any suffix sakana, there was a hashash, the flame could spread also. So if there's a hashash suffix sakana, so you have to be mechaber d'yesh. So you have to do hakal hakal chilo. If you can do the rabbanon rather than do an isa, to have someone had to violate some kind of a malacha or another. So do it with your left hand. Do something with your left hand. Make it into a derabbanon as opposed to a derech. But whenever there's any slight suffix sakana, usually a hashash b'leika, the Ramos says a hashash b'leika is considered a suffix sakana. By yosef. Somehow in the days of the Tanaim, the house is burning down. There's no hashash b'leika. Okay. But the other houses are not attached. Yeah. Taisus discusses is a din. No one else can be mafresh trumas and maisus on my tevel. I have to authorize the person. Do I have to be mamana? The person is a shliach. That's what it sounds like. Kain tarima gam atem is trumas Hashem. So the Gemara learns that in Kiddushin. Atem gam atem. Gam is l'rabbis is hashaleh. Kain tarima atem is the bailam is mafresh the truma. Gam atem l'rabbis hashaleh. Can anyone be mafresh without shlichus? If there's an instance of zachon liyadam shleve fonav, okay, we pass the same in time shlichus. Whenever shlichus would help, the zechiyah would help also. If it's a case where it's a zechiyah, then you can be mafresh without being appointed a shliach, but otherwise you have to be a shliach. So there's a Gemara in the Dorim where the Gemara says the person says kol haretz litrim yavav yitrim. I say if anybody wants to be mafresh shumas and maisis on my behalf, I give them permission to. So the Gemara says that other people can be mafresh on my behalf. So does that mean din shliachas kol haretz litrim yavav yitrim means I appointed him as a shliach? It means I was megala das that I'd be happy if someone would do me a favor and be mafresh, then the other fellow can be mafresh based on Zalta and Al-Mishleb Befana. So that's 2 days in Taisus. So 1 day in Taisus is that that's not Nidin Shlichas. Because the Gemara there says like this, if there's a situation where I made a neder, you made a neder, we don't get along. So one of us made a neder that I'm not allowed to get an or from you. So if I ask you outright, please be mafresh trumas and maisis on my behalf, and then you go and you do it, then the Gemara uses an expression, shlichus ekobed. Outright, I made you a shliach, and I asked you to do it for me, and then you do it for me, so that's called mahanami. That's considered you a mahanami. There's a violation of the muda hanor. But if I just say, abstract, kol haretz litrim, yavav yitrim, you're not the only one here, there are other people here. And you're the one who jumps, and you volunteered to do it. So the Gemara says, you don't say shlichus ekobed. So does that necessarily imply that I never made you a shliach? I never made you a shliach. So that's why there's no violation of muda hanor. Even though you did an act of zot nam shleib b'fana for me, but it's not shlichus ikavi. So that's why there's no violation of muda hanor. Or should you say that he did make him a shliach, but because it's such a vague shlichus, he didn't specify this person. Since it's a general shlichus, so that's why it's not a violation of the muda hanor. The Taisus has 2 days about that. The Taisus says, how can it be 2 days? What about giving a get? Giving a get is also a zachem liyadam shleib b'fanav. Usually not. Let's say there's a Mishnah in Gittin. The Gemara there in Ksubas, the Afayinim and Beis, quotes the Mishnah in Gittin. And the Mishnah in Gittin has Misha Hoya Mushlach Vibor. Here's the Gemara in Ksubas, the Afayinim and Beis. So the Gemara quotes Gittin Daf Samach Vav Amir Al Misha Hoya Mushlach Vibor. The government, the police arrested someone, they put him in a dungeon and they're going to kill him. And he wants to give it, he's going to suffer in prison for a long time, then they're going to murder him, probably. They're going to kill him. So he screams out, my name is so and so, I live in such and such a city, do me a favor. Whoever hears my voice, I authorize you, go write a get for my wife, my name is so and so, my wife's name is so and so, she lives in such a city, go give it a get. So the Mishnah says you can do it. So what do you mean you can do it? You can do it, it means that it's based on shlichus, that the husband appointed the person as a shliach. It means that it's based on Zachem Yadam Shleib Efanim. Zachem Yadam Shleib Efanim, to give a get on behalf of the husband. None of the Rishonim have that idea. The Rav in Lublin had that Einfam. The Lublin and Rav. What's his name? Rav Elio Kalatskin. Rav Elio Kalatskin came up with such an Einfam after the First World War. There were Jewish soldiers who were missing in action. They never came back. So their wives were Agunas, so they never knew. They couldn't get married. So he said, Mimanashach, if the husband is dead, so he's dead, Gestorben, so his wife is an almana, she's allowed to marry. The husband is still alive, and he's a prisoner of war somewhere, no one knows where he is. So the husband, after an unreasonable amount of time, how long do you want the wife to wait? So he waits, let's say, 2 years. After 2 years, is that reasonable that the husband should be magan his wife? It's a taiva for the husband that he should want to give his wife a get, that she should be able to lead a normal life. So he said, you say Zachem Liyadam Shleib Befanav, can you write a get on behalf of the husband, even though the husband is not here to tell us to write a get? So he said, you can write a get and give the get to the wife, Zachem Liyadam Shleib Befanav, on behalf of the husband. The Gemara talks about Zachem Liyadam Shleib Befanav on behalf of the wife. The husband is here, alive, and he writes a get, and he wants to give it to his wife, and she's not here. And the husband's going to go to Medina Sayyam, so he wants to give the get quickly. And it's an instance where we know it's absolutely, it's a schus for the woman. So then the Gemara discusses, in rare cases where we know for sure it's a schus for the woman, he can say, Zachon Amish Lai Mephonot on the Kabbalah Saget. But Rabbi Yo Kalat can have a chidish on the Tzibi Habal for the Nesina Saget. No one agreed with him. The Ma'i said, there's a Meshugana now in Rehovot who does like that. All of the agunas, whose husbands don't want to give a get, so you pay him money and he'll write a get on behalf of the husbands. Often on the slave upon him. I bought his bal karchay. So he says no. He relies on the Rashba, because the Rashba says in Gittin whenever it's chus gomer, so he says zach le'am slave upon him even bal karchay. The Rashba himself says that that's a joke. The Rashba says that that's not correct. It's against Allah. Anyway, see, this guy's a meshugana. He's a professor in the university there in Weizmann Institute. He's not a rabbi. He's a crackpot. They came to Dr. Lamb that he should revoke his smicha. So Dr. Lamb looked on the book and says, we never gave him smicha. He never learned in YU. I can't revoke his smicha. But he probably never got any smicha anyway, but whatever it is, never got smicha from YU. So Dr. Lamb can't revoke his smicha. Anyway. So this is based on Rabbi Elio Kalatkin plus the Rashba. Elio Kalatkin said you can say Zach Mevshalim Afanov to give a get on behalf of the husband. We don't know if the husband is alive or dead. He said it's a schus for the husband after an unreasonable amount of time goes by. It's a schus for the husband that he should give his wife a get. So the Rishonim, the Pashta says none of the Rishonim hold like that. The Rishonim talk by the Hafrashas Truma. The Gemara said the Feirish Zach Mevshalim Afanov works on Truma. But the Rishonim have two days called Arotza Litrum Yovel Yitrum. Is that mean a shlichus, or is that zach me'om shlagafonim? On the gala das, I'd be happy if someone would save me the tircha, and there'll be marfish shumas and maizis minei bay for my stuff. So Tosis has the 2 days. Maybe it's not shlichus because I didn't specify anymore. I said kol aretz litchum yavu litchum. I open it up to the public. Maybe that's not called shlichus. Shlichus means I'm giving over the karach ha'bailus. Bailus means me and no one else. If I open it up to everybody, how can you say shluchus shlavim kemoisa? Everybody's a bailam on it. Bailus means exclusivity. It means me to the exclusion of others. How can it be? So that's one day in Taisus.
How's a chal? How's a chal? The Pasuk says in shluchus.
But the Gemara says that zach le'am shlavifanov works also. So we say zachiyah mitam shlichus.
So that day in Taisus is only work, so it's working in that if there is shlichus here, it's just not mina shlichus?
No mina shlichus, yeah. Whenever it's zachin, so he says chim and tam shlichus, right? So Taisus has the 2 opinions by kolorot and lichm, yavah v'yitron, such a vague mina shlichus. Can you call that a shlichus? Shlichus means that kerech bailus is given up. Bailus by definition means mine and not someone else's. Exclusivity. How can it be if it's open to the public? So that's what Taisa says 2 days. I buy the get, it says the service kaloshim esko, the yichtav get, the yishti. And the others, so the Rishonim assume that there's no din of zach le'am shlavifanov. The husband is megaladas that he wants someone to do him a favor and give his wife a get. Say that it's good mitam zach le'am shlavifanov, so that never occurred to anybody. That's only Rav Kalatkin had that idea. You should say zach le'am shlavifanov. The Rishonim assume that it's midin shlichus. So they say, so well, how come over there by the truma there 2 days? And over here by the get, everybody agrees that it's a shlichus. So that's what Taisa says, not the same. He says kol hashemes koli. He doesn't say kol harotze. He didn't open it up to the public. He said kol hashemes koli. So I can say echad mikem. I can take a group of 100 people and say I appoint any of you as a shlich to give my wife a get. So at least I limited it. Only these 100 people. I didn't give it to the whole wide world. But if I say kol harotze, so then Taisa says maybe that's not shlichus. But if I say kol hashemes koli, that for sure is shlichus. But Taisus didn't have a havamina to say like the Lublina Rav that kol hashemes kol yichtav get lishti should also work midin zochin lo b'shlavifanov. That they never had a havamina that zochin should work on a nesina saget. Zochin works on a kabbalah saget. Zochin works on kabbalah saget. You don't even need das or isha. You can give the get bal karko. So what's the zochin by the get? The zochin is only fit to serve as the yad. Then you say zochin by kabbalas matana. You can't have a matana bal kocha shel adam, but you don't need das. Whenever there's das acheres makna, you don't need das kaina. Just need it shouldn't be bal kocha. So you say zochin lo b'shalav afanav over there. You say zochin lo b'shalav afanav on kabbalas kiddushin. So that's also a machlokes harishonim on kabbalas kiddushin. Even if you say you do, there's a further machlokes that you say zochin lo b'shalav afanav on nesinas kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin has The son is telling the father, I have such a crush on this girl, I love this girl, I wish she would marry me, she's never going to talk to me. He's afraid to talk to the girl. So the father goes and he tells the girl, my son is chalashing to marry you, will you marry him? So the girl says, okay. So the father says, okay. He gives the ring on behalf of his son. So there's a machlekes in the Rishonim, how to read the Gemara over there. Whether does zochin work? For das habal b'kiddushin, because das habal b'kiddushin, you need a higher level of das and das ishi. So some Rishonim say it does work. But das habal by get, that's the highest level of das. You've got to say on das habal by get also. He says zochin manish level fanav. That's wild stuff. The pashtus, none of Rishonim seem to hold like that. Okay. That's in Ksubas Dafayin, and again in the Tosfos Samach Vav and Aleph, the discussion. And you have such a vague lashon, Kolam Mechabein Amapsid. Is that called? Is that considered like a shlichsa? But Leki Hitira Lamed, the Kula B'Makom Hafsid Meruba. Otherwise, it would constitute Amir Liyakum, even such a vague state. Okay, I gotta go. Okay, so tomorrow and Sunday I won't be able to give a shiur. Maybe everybody chazer. Because it's not going to take us so much longer. We got to finish Chazor, then we got to have a midterm and go right there. We left off in the middle of the sugya.